Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Another blessful week. Wow, wow, wow. August the 18th, 2014, Monday morning. And wow, it looks like we're going to have a great show today. Man, thank y'all for tuning in. You are now logged in to the Breadman One Time for Your Mind show. Woo! Well, well, y'all know how the bread man do it. I'm sure y'all looking for the information on what went on over the weekend. Definitely get that for you. Later in the show, I got to get the one and only Godfather on here to give us a race report of what went on down in the U.S. 19 Dragway in Albany, Georgia. With that being said, I'm sure everybody's also stop it. I'm also sure that everybody's wanting to know basically what went on in Holly Springs last night also. So we'll be getting someone from over there to give us a race report on what went on, what they saw, and so on, so on. But with that being said, I know what y'all looking for. Y'all are looking for the inspirational vitamin. Yes, indeed. Let's get it started so we can get the show squared away here. In our inspirational vitamin, we are going to be speaking on bad praying, bad living. Bad praying equals bad living. And we're going to, you know, yes, you know the bread man is going to read about this right here. So let's get on bad praying and bad living. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. You can go to Isaiah 1 and 15 and check on and read more into what I'm about to deliver to you. Bad living means bad praying, and in the end, no praying at all. The stream of prayer cannot rise higher than the foundation of living. We simply cannot talk strongly, intimately, and confidently to God unless we are faithfully and truly living for Him. Our quiet time before God cannot become sanctified if our lives are not familiar with His laws and purposes. We must learn this lesson well. Righteousness, character, and Christ-like conduct give us peculiar and favored standing in prayer before God. The word behavior plays on the value of our prayers. Well, thank y'all. This morning, we have a special guest in here. He is special to me and my family. This gentleman is in ministry. This gentleman is a lot of things to a lot of people in our community. You may not know him, but in our community, he is well known. And he's going to lead us in prayer this morning when I let him in. He is known as no other, the one and only, Mr. John Green.
Thank you. What's going on, Bread Man? What's going on?
Nothing much. Thank you for coming on the Bread Man Show. I've read about, you know, bad praying and bad living, and you know, we're gonna go ahead and pray out of the way so we can go ahead with the show, and you can deliver to us what we're actually gonna be speaking on this morning. So you
all
don't
right.
mind.
All right. No,
everybody,
that sounds good, man.
Everybody, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Just get in that thought. Y'all get in that moment right now.
Yeah, let's go talk to our daddy. Oh, Father, Daddy, thank you for being in charge. Thank you for keeping everybody safe over the weekend as we follow the passions that you've given us. I just ask that you motivate us to continue doing these things that you made us enjoy. You made us enjoy them. So I ask that you motivate us to keep on doing them for your glory, so that not just that we enjoy them, but so that you get the honor and the praise from it, because you're the one that's worthy of everything. And I just want everybody to know how awesome you are. And so I ask that you direct my actions and those of Breadman and everybody listening, so that at the end of the day, people may forget me or us, but they always remember you and what your son did for us 2,000 years ago. Thank you so much for being our daddy. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. With that being said, y'all, I'm going to just add a little bit who this individual is. For one, he's an artist. He's a writer. We are looking to actually, you know, we're getting ready to start looking at writing Bread Man a book. Right now I'm in study, you know, with him as far as my goal in this individual is reading more books throughout the year.
My last
book, in which I just received from him, actually, about 2 weeks ago, is Why Guys Get to Have All the Fun. Yes, I am reading a book about why do white guys get to have all the fun. But with that being said now, I'm going to turn it over to him and let him tell you a little bit about himself, because we are in a movement right now. And I wanted him to address the movement to you on what we would like from our listeners. So with that being said, I'll let him address you, and y'all get your little pads out. It's not going to be long, but if you would give us maybe, you know, 10 minutes of your time to just listen and see if you would like to be a part of this. And if not, we're still going to continue with the show. But I'm sure with all the listeners that I have on here, we're going to make a change. That's what we do. So with that being said, go ahead, Mr. Greaves. You have the floor.
All right. So the thing is that a while back, I mean, maybe 2002, I started to train at home. I had always worked out in the gym. And because of my work situation, it was taking time away from my family. So I said, you know, I'm going to start getting stuff, little hand-me-down stuff here and there from Craigslist or whatever. And I put it in my gym at the house. And I was certified years ago as a trainer by the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Those are the same people that certify, like, the collegiate strength coaches and the NFL strength coaches. Anyway, so I did that for a living, switched jobs, and I had to find somewhere to work out. I said, I'm going to do it at home so I can still see my family. I never planned on having company, but God had other plans. Neighborhood kids just started showing up left and right. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another kid there, and they all wanted to train with me. So I said, all right, so we worked out a deal. I would train them, and I wouldn't charge them because most of these guys, you know, they're struggling, their families are struggling. So I said, I'm not going to put an additional burden on you. What I'm going to tell you is you got to do community service with me at least once a month. Sometimes it's more than once a month, but at least once a month we go, we do something. We feed the homeless. We help out somebody in our neighborhood. We do something. Like the one that's most recent, that was most fun to me, is these people had lost their dog. And we didn't know them, but we saw the ads up saying, have you seen this dog? So we went and printed out some flyers. We took some money out, put money together, printed out some flyers, and me and everybody from my gym, from the elementary school kids up to the high school, we walked through the neighborhoods, handing out flyers, asking people if they had seen these people's dogs. But we've also done things like where we've gone out to, there's a local place called Must Ministries. We've gone down there and we've passed out food to the homeless, not connected with any organization. It's just us, just people who want to serve our Heavenly Father. So what they get out of me is they train 3 days a week at minimum, 3 days a week. They do weight training. I also do a little bit of sports preparation. I don't do a whole lot of that because I feel that the most important thing for you if you play a sport is to practice your sport. What I do is I try to injury-proof you, meaning I make you stronger so that you can go and do these moves, and if you play a sport like football or whatever, you get hit, you're not going to take as much damage. I'm putting some armor on your body. And the most exciting thing for me, though, is as somebody that came to athletics late in life, is I introduce kids to sports that they may not have originally thought of. So I've gotten several kids started in youth wrestling. My oldest son competes in powerlifting along with some of the other people who train with me. And in fact, he and another kid I trained just qualified to go to the World Championships, which is what Bradman and I have been talking about, that they're going to the World Championships in Austria in October. This will be their first trip out of the country, and this is their first competition of this magnitude. And they're going to be representing me. I'm an American citizen, so if you're an American citizen, they're representing you. Their ages are 17 and 16. So there's a lot of pressure on them, but every time we've done anything, they've risen to the occasion, and I'm so proud of them. Not just because of this, but also because, I mean, they're sharing their faith with people. Every time we go to competitions, people ask them, you know, it's just natural. Like, so, you know, where do you all train? And they just come out and they share the gym story and they say, look, and they like, at the end of the day, if you forget how much I lifted here, I want you to remember, you know, the person I serve, and that's Christ. And we've had several people come to the Lord through the gym, and we have a good time, too. You know, that's really what's important, is that we're enjoying our faith, but we're enjoying lifting heavy weights and getting stronger than people believe possible. So that's pretty much what I do. I train people. Our gym slogan is we strengthen the weak and we help the helpless. So I don't know. It's not really a comfortable feeling for me to say to ask for money, but of course if anybody is willing, feels led to donate, please, by all means, you know, any amount is helpful. We looked at the plane tickets, and they are so expensive. But if 200 people gave $25, we'd have all the plane tickets paid for. And like I said, it's in October, so obviously we want to get the tickets as soon as possible. So I guess you want me to go ahead and give them the address now, or do it right before I log off?
go ahead and give them the information, you know, that that way they can, if they would like to send and help out. We've always on these shows, and I'm just, I don't believe I told you, we always have a lot of negative things that happen. You know, it, we only want to give when it's people are, you know, against their back. And, you know, I that's what made me say, you know what, let's have something inspiring to give for. You know what I mean? Because that's what I believe in. You know, I mean, don't get it twisted. You know, you've told them a lot of what the Iron Journey is about. That's the name of the gym. And I feel like, you know, I feel like we're going to definitely help out here in the Grudge Nation because, you know, that's what we do. You know, we have a lot of good people in the Grudge community. And go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that's good. Okay, so there's a couple ways to donate. One way is to just like go on the Iron Journey Facebook page, which is facebook.com, The Iron Journey. And at the very top, there's a button that says donate here. You just click on that. That'll take you to a secure PayPal link, and you can donate that way. Now, that way is not tax deductible. If you would like your gift to be tax deductible, what you need to do is make a check out to The Journey Church Dallas. Okay? The Journey Church Dallas. That's our church. It's The Journey Church Dallas. And then you just put on the what you call it, subject line, you write down it's for the trip to Europe, okay? So it's The Journey Church Dallas for the trip to Europe. And then you mail that to The Journey Church at 37 Courthouse Square, Dallas, Georgia, 30132. Don't send it to Dallas, Texas. There's a Journey Church in Dallas, Texas, and I'm sure they're good people, but that's not us. So send it to Journey Church, 37 Courthouse Square, Dallas, Georgia, 30132. And just make sure that you put on a check that it is for the Iron Journey or for the trip to Europe, either one, and we'll make sure that it's credited to you. And then you can get some paperwork at the end of the year to help you out with your taxes if you itemize. Also, while I'm talking about that, if you want to actually see some of the stuff I'm bragging about, these kids, you can find us at the Iron Journey Gym, which is on Facebook. Go to Facebook, it's the Iron Journey Gym. Google Plus, it's the Iron Journey Gym. We're also on YouTube at, that's right, the Iron Journey Gym. And Instagram, I just got that started. The Iron Journey Gym is on Instagram. So you can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus, and Facebook. And each place, each location, it is the Iron Journey Gym. So, yeah, please check it out. And if you like what you see, you know, add me to your circles, like it on Facebook, whatever.
There you have it. I do want to say, you know, I'm sure y'all listeners are like, well, Bread Man, you mean to tell me you have a personal trainer and you claim that you drive race cars? Yes.
He works hard. I've seen him do it.
That's what I'm saying. You better. Y'all better get y'all act together because I'm telling y'all, when the bread come out, if my car don't act right, my body will. That's all I'm finna tell y'all for that.
Well, you know, the thing is that, and I remember the first time I ever saw this was in a Muscle and Fitness, maybe 7 years ago. It was a NASCAR driver, and they were talking about how NASCAR drivers were starting to lift weights because, for example, you need to have tremendous levels of grip strength and forearm strength in order to be able to just handle the car safely. So I understand that, you know, y'all don't necessarily do NASCAR, but I'm saying that you need to have a certain – your body needs to be prepared for anything you do that's out of the ordinary, anything that takes things to a certain – another level, I guess, that takes you beyond your normal everyday activities. And while you may be able to just hop in a car and ride around on the interstate and not have a problem, if you're going to drive competitively – and more than just drive competitively, but be competitive, you need to prepare your body for that. And so, yeah, get in the gym. I have seen him personally lifting, okay? I had the pleasure of going there and training with Bread Man and his son about last month, and they put some weight up. It's his first ever deadlift workout, and he put up over 300 pounds. So that dude was in the zone. I wish I recorded it, man, because y'all in the zone.
Well, don't get them too excited. You know, there are guys on here that train that I've seen. I'm looking at his number. I don't want him to come in here and tell what his weight is.
I hear you.
I, don't say too much. But, hey, I, just so y'all know, you know what I mean? Yes, the bread man has been training, getting ready for the G's in which I'm looking for in my racing career. If y'all look it up, professional guys train. They have a personal trainer. And it's been a blessing for me to have him in my life. And you know, especially in the industry that I'm in. I'm in the trucking industry. And even in that, I don't want to be that typical truck driver. I enjoy looking the way I look. I enjoy having avenues of learning how to challenge myself. We are our greatest challenge. So with that being said, if you would give that address and everything out one more time, Mr. Greaves.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, okay, so if you wanna just donate through PayPal, you can go on Facebook, look up The Iron Journey Gym, Facebook.com, The Iron Journey Gym, and there is a donation button up at the top of the fan page, the Iron Journey fan page. But that is not tax deductible. If you would like to have your donation be tax deductible or you just don't like PayPal, either one's fine, you need to mail a check or money order to the Journey Dallas at 37 Courthouse Square, Dallas, Georgia, 30132. Make the check out to the Journey Dallas, but on the subject line, you know, where you say what it's for, you say it's for the Iron Journey trip to Europe. And that address, again, is The Journey Church, Dallas, 37 Courthouse Square, Dallas, Georgia, 30132. And I really appreciate you guys giving me your attention and listening and whatever. I mean, if you all want to ask questions, that's cool. I'm available for whatever. I got nowhere else to go. I'm sitting here doing paperwork. And getting ready for my lifters to get here about 3 o'clock. They're going to be coming in loud and angry off the school bus, ready to go. So I got time.
If y'all will have any questions for them, you can throw your hands up now. If not, that's cool. You know what I mean? You have the information. And it is what it is. If, you know, y'all got all of the information. So I'm sure, did you leave a number to Mr. Greaves so they can call you?
Yeah. If you want to call me, it's just my cell phone, 678-899-5609. And just, you know, give me a, I'll say most of the week, the best time to reach me is fairly late at night. I work a night shift job. And so I tend to be, or if you want to email me, you can email me at theironjourneygym@gmail.com. And if you get an answer back or whatever and it's late at night, it's not spam. It's me just my days are flip-flop from everybody else.
Well, there you have it. I want to thank y'all for allowing him to, you know, come in here and do what he did. And, you know, hopefully, you know, y'all in a situation to definitely give a little something to the Iron Journey Gym. I know that I do. And I am, and you know that's who trains me. So you know I am involved with it. So with that being said, do you have any other final things you wanted to say, Mr. Greaves?
No, sir. You guys be safe out there, and I really appreciate you know y'all just even listening to me. Let me talk on and on about you know talk y'all's ears off about these kids. They are strong now. They're strong. I'm very proud of them.
I hope they go on there and check it out. But thank you so much for coming in.
All right, thank you.
You stand by, and if someone, you know, wants a question or something, you know, you'll be able to hear them and answer it or
okay.
What have you. All right.
Yeah,
thank
no problem.
You.
Thank you.
We have another caller here, 1606, getting ready to come on in. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man one-time show. How you doing?
Good morning, Bread Man. Hey, I want to know, could you give that phone number out one more time? And also, do we do MoneyGram through Walmart? Because, you know, it's a whole lot easier just walk in Walmart.
Well, let me get him back on here. This sound like leaking.
Nah, King Black.
Oh, it's King Black. Good God of mine. I don't know what you and leaking got to say. There he is. There he is, King Black. King Black, This is Mr. Grease from the Iron Journey. Iron Journey, you still in here?
I'm still here. I'm here.
You have a question. You have a question.
All right, so you say you want to know if I can give the number. Definitely, I'll be happy to. It is 678-899-5609. And as far as receiving money by Western Union or through Walmart, yeah, no problem. Just let me know, you know, I guess I need to have they'll ask me, I guess, if I need, like, for like a what you call number. And so I guess you just have to text me that number to my phone or call me. Or actually, I would prefer if you email me at the email address I said, which is theironjourneygym@gmail. And that's only because I don't want to have a situation where if I get a bunch of text messages, it gets my phone kind of goes overloaded and then I don't receive yours. But I do appreciate it if you can just if you choose to donate that way, just basically let me know how I can pick it up. We take money any way you can do it.
All right, then, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
King Black, where you went at this weekend?
Oh, man, I worked on my son's truck, man, trying to get him ready to go to college this week.
Oh, got another one getting up out of here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I tell you, man, you know what, this show, man, we had, I had a friend of mine was bringing his son also to the University of Auburn this weekend. Actually, everybody know him in the Grudge world, T5. T5, son, landed a basketball scholarship to the University of Auburn, man. So, man, and I, you know, somebody else, son, I wanted to give, my buddy Macaroni, also, son, got a ride, what is the name of this? Oh, my God, I don't have the name of the college. I can't. Somebody text me with Stephon Mac information so I can give him a shout out. I want to congratulate the parents of Mac and his wife. His son, you know what I mean, made it to college. He has a football scholarship. Man, y'all need to give me this information so I can definitely, man, get these brothers a blast. That's this show, man, and yours, King Black. I don't know your son's name, but I would definitely like to give him a shout out. Go ahead and say his name for me right quick.
Joey McLeod.
Well, Joey McLeod, if you're listening, great shout out, man. You did something I definitely did. Got away from home. But I'm going to tell you a piece of advice your dad probably didn't tell you. When you leave, don't come back. Know that home is there, but don't come back.
Yeah, you got that right.
That is the key. That is the key to going to college. When you leave, know that you had a good upbringing, but don't look back. Keep looking forward. That's the best advice I have for these college kids now. But, man, I'm blessed to hear that these brothers are getting out. When we have kids going to college, man, it's a beautiful thing. That's the next level. I want y'all to keep my son in y'all prayers. Malcolm, he's definitely, you know what I mean? Him and James are best friends. So the guy that y'all sending money to, I know him. I knew him from a little kid. I used to cut all their hair. I used to be the barber in the neighborhood around here. Mr. Greaves is the trainer, and I'm the barber. Yes, I got one cut, and that's low, ball or low. So with that, we trying to save everybody money around here. But it works out. Yeah, you know, I'm just playing. I do get down now. Don't y'all play with me. The only thing I haven't learned how to do yet, King Black, I haven't learned how to do the Beijing yet. I really can't get with that. But somebody's texting already. Good God, I apologize, Stone Cold.
But
Stone
man,
Cold,
man, you wouldn't have no problem. You wouldn't have no problem throwing mine. I like the razor blade.
Oh, yeah, especially, you know what, I would, King Black. I mean, not that I don't know how to use the razor blade, but it depends if me and you just had a race or not. You know what I mean? It's not good to put the razor blade in my hand then. You know what I mean? Because, sometimes when you get up under that neck real good, you know what I'm saying? might slip. You know what I mean? I mean, oh, you know what I mean? You catch a, you know, a spell or something. But it, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Hey, no, no, I'm good. I'm good. I can do it all, honestly. My granddad, actually, we have a barber shop. My granddad have always cut hair since I've been, you know, on this earth. And he's deceased now, but we still have the barbershop there, and that's one of my things that I haven't really talked to my dad about it, but it's something that I want to definitely reopen. It's something about, you know, going to the barbershop and allowing our kids to, you know, interact or whatever, just like what we do in racing. But, hey, King Black, you didn't get to go nowhere. Did you hear anything that happened over there in Holly Springs while I got you on?
No, Brad, man, I ain't hear anything, man. I was just tied up at the house all weekend.
Okay. Okay, dope. That'll work. That'll work, King Black. I appreciate you for coming on and asking that question and getting that number. We're going to go ahead and move along with the show. I'm waiting on Godfather. If you're on here, hit the one button. We need a race report. Godfather. I'm waiting on the Godfather to get in here. I got you covered, King Nate. King Black, I apologize. I got you covered. Thank you. Godfather, where you at? Let's troll down. Everybody waiting on their news, and then we're going to get somebody in here if he don't want to. I don't know. The Godfather done took off on me today from the way it looked. Oh, y'all hold 1 second. We're going to go to a commercial break. Let me get the Godfather in here. Commercial break. Let me get the Godfather in here. Thank you for holding. Mr. Bobby Wildchild, hit the one button so we can get a race report. Mr. Bobby Wildchild, or anybody who was down at US 19 this weekend, I would like you to hit the one button, come on, and let us know what went on. I couldn't make it, and we can get some information. And if anybody went over to Holly Springs, could y'all please hit the one button and let us know what went on, please? Thank you. I'm going to give y'all a couple minutes to get that squared away, to hit the one button. Other than that, if we don't, then we'll have to find out with all the news with everybody else later today when we find out what happened. I wasn't able to get Mr. Tony Bynes on this morning. And, you know, I apologize. You know, the man probably asleep. You know, the man was trying to get home last night. From what I was told, I mean, it's just from what I was told, that particular race in Holly Springs was rained out. If they dried the track, I'm not sure. But the individuals I had over there, you know, checking the race out that I concurred with, around 9:15 was headed home because it just it rained, they dried the track, and then it rained again on the track. And, you know how long it takes to dry the track. So that's what happened. As far as what I was told at US 19, I was told it was a great race. Plenty of people showed up to celebrate Bobby Wildchild's second annual race. He's the owner of US 19. We're very proud, and I am. I know that I'm very proud of him owning a track in this economy. He's still hanging in there. The second year is in the books. And if y'all ever get a chance to be in this area, check him out, US 19 Dragway. And also, I was told, I don't know, but I was, you know, looking on Facebook, and I want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Till TV. I believe their race was also rained out. I don't know if they got it off. The last thing I read is that it was rained out. If Tip, you on here, hit the one button, let us know what went on down in Florida. And that's all of the announcements I have as of right now. Whoa, good God almighty, y'all, hold on. I had a shot of folks right there right quick to shoot in here on us. Let me go and get them out of the way because the red man will finish that down. Good morning, Mr. Tip. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Bread man, one time at all. Yeah, Bread man, I appreciate the plug, buddy. Yeah, we got rained out, you know, dry the track and then rain again, dry the track and it rain again. So the track decided to pull the plug on it. So we try to reschedule right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll work. I thought I saw Troy at a track yesterday. I didn't know if y'all tried to run it yesterday or not.
No, we didn't try to run it yesterday. I know Lincoln had a fun day Sunday over there at their track yesterday. But I do want to say I was overwhelmed, and I'm very grateful for all the people that called me on Saturday checking on the race and wanted to know if we still was going to have it. And I tell you, I was really shocked of how many people had planned to go to the race, and they wanted to make sure they was waiting until the last minute before they unloaded their cars and put them away. And finally, at 3 o'clock, the track made the call. But I'm still grateful and thankful for all the supporters and all the sponsors and all the race fans that are supporting the Tip TV racing under the lights.
That'll work. Well, with that being said, I just wanted to get that info. Let me go on down this list, Mr. Tip, and see what else we got going on. I appreciate you for coming in and giving that update. I really do. 478-9092. 478-9092. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Good morning. To all my radio listening friends, this is Bobby Wildchild. I got a lot of road noise, Bread Man. I'm going to make it short and quick. I want to thank each and every one that came out and helped make my anniversary a success. We had lots of fun. First of all, I want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ above, who gave us some beautiful weather all day Saturday. I mean, it was nice. I also want to thank him for letting everybody go down the track that, you know, didn't have any accident. Everybody went safe. You know, no, I mean, it was just beautiful. And thank him for all the fellowship guys that I'd never seen and met. And, man, we had fun. Thank Big Dave. Big Dave, I'm serious. People take Big Dave real serious. When this man say something, he do what he say. That's the Taliban crew. Well, thank Willie Dog. Willie Dog ran that. I mean, boy, he came in and pitched in and told me to get my ass out of the way, and he went to work. And he didn't come down there for that. He was coming in just to basically show his support. But he came in and did what Dog normally do. Dog can run a damn shootout, I can tell y'all. Just get the hell out of his way and let him do his thing. And I want to thank him. I want to thank BT, Grudge Inc. I don't want to miss anybody. I just thank everybody. Big Kenny for really introducing the Grudge Band thing to us. I mean, man, it was just so many people. And the people that couldn't come, I understand that it's a long way down. Miss New York got real upset. She supposed to came down. Thank God the person supposed to roll with her couldn't stood up the last minute. And I know we got sickness and death that do come up on the curve when and people can't make things. But, you know, hey, but the one that was there, they could tell you, we had a blast. I'm not going to try to get no race report. I feel like y'all going to do that later on because I was ripping and running from side to side. But we, as far as fellowship-wide, Brad, man, I mean, they brought joy to my heart. I mean everything. Go, nephew, sit up and there with the, eat the cake, and I know he's going to tell something, but he's going to talk about it later on. But, man, I'm just talking about everybody. And also, man, they bought that beautiful car, the Candy Cane shoulder. I mean, this was just like, you know, nobody didn't know. I really had to head and shut up in the trailer about 11 o'clock, 11:30. Huh?
Go ahead. No, I think you the lines are tied up. Let me try again. Hold on a minute. They hear you, but hello?
Okay. Yeah. I'm here, Red Man. What's up, Red Man?
Yeah. I was going to say, good Lord. I was going to start crying. You know, this would have been the first show that you never got on was right here, and I've been doing this here almost a year. But I did want to tell Bobby, it's not the Candy Cane, Bobby. It's the Candy Factory. Y'all know who this is, the one and only.
Well, whatever you can't. Well, whatever it was the that was the dramatic moment. Pull that car around and put it in front of the track. Beautiful car.
Anyway, be quiet, Bobby. We appreciate all them good things Bobby's saying. But Bobby telling the truth, Brad, man, an outstanding damn show. Outstanding show. We had some outstanding cars, some damn good races, and heaven forbid, and God forbid, whatever. We had no wrecks in that, man. And, I mean, we just had a damn good time. And like I said, Matt McGlohorn with the doggone, the little Rick car he got called Rogue right now, he won the 28-29 shootout. And Tad Taylor with her doggone small block Camaro, she won the doggone small block shootout. And I got to admit, man, I didn't think it was going to go that good, but they had some competitive racing in each one of them classes all night, man. It was a damn house.
I don't mean to cut you off. You said Tabitha won us. They had Jolly Rancher. They had Candy Factory.
Hold on, Brad Man. Tabitha slapped Jolly Rancher the first round.
Oh, no. You know, I just got a text. Tell him who slapped him out first. Good God Almighty. Y'all, we need to get the ambulance over there. They got sign out all in his system.
I wasn't going to do a race report. I'm just going to do a highlight. Mandrill didn't slap me now. Mandrill knocked me out now. Mandrill wasn't fighting. I was fighting with an open hand, and Mandrill was fighting with his fist going. I'm going to a bad spot. If I drop off, I get the cone. But I'm gonna give you a little bit of my body too. But y'all go ahead. I'm going to a bad spot now, baby, man. I'm gonna go
to the side. It sound like it. Hey, you know what? It sound like Bobby, you left the light on for old Godfather last night. He's still down there. He didn't want to leave US 19 from the way it looked. What you think?
No, he made another trip. Dawes left. I know he's probably in the bad area, but he went over to Bobby Cole's show. So that's why he probably on the way back coming from that way. Yeah, that's probably why. But man, I thank everybody. God knows. I mean, it was beautiful. Oh, man, I mean, Mandrill, I mean, man, I'm serious, man, it was, I mean, them guys, they had fun. Matt, you know, Lil Rick, they had fun. They told me that Lil Rick said if he would eat the chicken wings he was eating, if he had dropped one on the ground, he was going to blow it off and keep eating. And that was a hood. But we had some fun down there. Them guys, they showed up. It was racing all day. All day long. I mean, it was cars. I mean, it never was a moment that we didn't have nothing going down the track. So, I mean, I'm speechless. You don't want to get in and call anybody's name, but, man, somebody told me, say it was like old-time U.S. 19 Dragway. I mean, people say, man, I turned in that corner. Hold on,
Bobby. Let me ask you, Bobby. Did you have a go kart track running when the race?
Hey,
was
man,
going
we were so busy. I ain't have time to fool with them. I mean, that's just how it was, you know. I just didn't have time. We went cranked them up, but then I just basically shut them off because we just had so much going on. We were having so much fun. I wanted to make sure that you know, trying to oversee everything and want to make sure the guys are comfortable and safe.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, now, Bradman, the only bad thing about the race, was what Bobby just said. It's Bobby. Bobby, if he don't go to sign somebody a job, let them do the job and quit trying to mini-manage anybody. That damn Bobby trying to do business things, man. He just so hyper. Bobby was so hyper. I had to Bobby, leave me alone. Get on. Go do something else, Bobby. but Bradman, whether you know it or not now, that old track was hooking. Now, I see everybody be talking trash. It was hooking, and we got a new rivalry come out. That old Hannibal car out of Florida with Buddy Rowe and Eddie, you said, obnoxious Monte Carlo or whatever it was. Boy, they done started a new rivalry with Johnny Rancher. They were supposed to get it on, too, but to be honest with you, we had so much stuff to go on. We really couldn't get around to get no grudges hardly going out because we had so much other stuff going on.
Wow.
Yeah, Johnny Rancher and that Hannibal car. They got grudge thing coming on, and they at each other's throat. Boy, they at each other's throat. And the reason they couldn't get that grudge match on, Hannibal and Heather went through the finals, so, you know, and it was getting late. So that was why Jolly Rancher and Hannibal didn't get it on. But they was both set on key, ready to go each other behind, but they just couldn't reach each other right quick.
Right.
I'm going to say one more thing, too. BC and BC, Bobby Cole and Bobby Child. BC. And like you said, Bobby Cole's out there to race. You know, they was having a race, a benefit race for him, you know, just getting out of college and for his son that had got killed, you know. And they had it was raining so hard you couldn't see at first. Then it cleared up and got so pretty, and everybody got in there. And to be honest with you, I hate to say it, though. I wish it had kept on raining because I pulled the race at 5 o'clock, me and Ives in John Wood's car. I pulled the race him at 5 o'clock. And all this shit that Mandrell didn't knock out me, he finished knocking it out me. So I went out there and got my butt whooped down in Holly Springs, too, though. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But, but Bradman, you got to remember one thing, though, Bradman. You got to remember one thing. The only way you can get your butt whooped is racing. You can't get your butt whooped on these shows talking about racing. So anyway, props out to Bobby Childs. I got to say it again, man. He know I'm mad with him. He know what I'm mad with him about, but I ain't going to worry about that. Bradman, you ought to be mad with him, too, Bradman. He has some shirts down there with everybody's name on it. Bradman, I ain't see your name on the back of that shirt either.
Well, you know what, man? That's how he do. You know what I mean? I've always I shouldn't say this, but I got to say it now.
Let me tell you what happened. I can't admit by dog. I didn't put dog name, but Bradman, your name is on there. I think Larry T ran out of room. So don't do me that way. Don't do me that way.
Bradman, I think you're lying, Bradman. I believe you're lying.
You know I want it. Hey, I'm finna call the wife right now and find out if my name on the shirt. Because that's who that
but,
probably
but, is. Bradman, not to keep saying the same stuff over and over again. And I know Bobby was happy because I can look at his face. That was, I believe, probably one of his better races he ever had down there. Because, like I said, it was good fellowship, good food, man. We just had a damn good time down there, man.
That wouldn't happen to go in the record book. That was one of the best races I had. All the time I've been promoting races, that has been one of the better, one of the best. I got to put it up there because I'm really with the activity that we had going on and all that, man. And like you're saying, I thank you, dog. I know everybody said you need dog for this. I mean, y'all just get sit back and get out of
there. And you got to thank old Nick. Nick is a great help, too. You got to thank old Nick. I couldn't do my job without Nick.
8870. Street nights on time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
8870, you look like you're from the same area as Bobby is. Come on in, 8870.
What's up, Brad? It's Kenny.
Oh, what's going on?
Hold on, Big Kenny.
Hold on, Big Kenny. Big Kenny from
Roberta,
Georgia.
Yeah. Brad.
yes, sir. You and I just had to give you a little, you know what I mean? Look,
hey,
I like, come on in, brother.
I ain't from no Roberta, first of all.
Well, and, you from down that way, man. Golly, man.
Second of all, we had Nick suited up waiting on you.
Man, listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. When I got off the phone Friday, Nick texted me and said, Fred, I was just playing. I didn't mean to upset you like that. You know what I mean? And you know, and Jay Barnes called me and told me, you know what I mean, he had the car ready and everything. So, I mean, I didn't want to do Nick like that, for real. That, you
hold
know,
on,
I
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I got to say one thing now. The same somebody that got Jay Vaughn's car ready must be the same joker that takes Breadman to all these shows. I'm going on mute.
Well, you have the right to do that. You know what I mean? You know, just like, you know, I don't know if you was on here earlier. Just like, you know what I mean, I was saying, there's a lot that goes on in 24 hours. And I would love to be able to make every show. I would love to, but right now I'm not able to. Every time
we don't want you to make one, Brad, man. We don't want you to make one.
Hold on a minute, Kenny. Every Friday, what I do when I get off work, I ask if somebody will ride to these shows with me, right or wrong.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly. So. I mean, you know, it's tough on me right now. I don't have nobody to really, you know, get out there like out, you know, will help me. But everybody, don't get me wrong. Stone Cold always say, "Brad, come on, ride with us." But they leave early. They leave too early, and I don't want to hold them up. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there, dog. I'm just letting you know. I be trying to make it to these shows, man. I mean, I do. You know, it just be, you know. Just be a little rough on me, you know. But I tell y'all what, if Godfather would write me a contract and tell me that he gonna pay the rest of the year of my mortgage over here, I will be glad to make every. I wouldn't miss a show unless it dealt with my sickness. As all he got to do is on this air right now say, "Breadman, I pay your mortgage the rest of this year, and I'll make every show." Hello.
I'll say it. If you want me to say it, I'll pay your money for the rest of the year. Don't mean I'm going to do it, though. I got to go on mute because I got some background noise.
Oh, boy. Well, y'all heard that. But, Kenny, they did throw you out there. They say you did a good job. What were you doing, the announcing, Kenny?
No.
Oh.
I help where help needed. That's what I do.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what we need. We need people like that at the track to help out, you know what I mean, and make everything go right. Mr. Childs, I noticed he didn't say anything about the bracket race he had, and I just wanted to, you know, let him know that it's, You didn't say anything about the bracket races, and I'm sure I'm looking at Dooley County on my page right now. Did you give out this number down there in Dooley County? here go another from Dooley County down in that area down there. Coming in here. 5467, welcome to the Breadman One Time Show. How are you?
What's going on, Brad, man? This is James, man. What's going on? Everybody.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I just want to put one thing out there. I heard it said Mandrell was doing a thing earlier in the day, but they missed one thing. Mandrell had the mindset of coming down there and killing my boy, Bobby Wildchild Jr. He thought he had him sawed up. Well, he come down there and do something nasty to him. He seen Bobby Child Jr. go out there and make a hit and blew the tide off and got all crazy out there. And Mandrell all of a sudden go grab the mic and call my man out. But then Jr. come back running and made another hit, and it looked so good, man, I believe Mandrell might have passed out.
Oh!
I don't think I know everything wrong with the car. My man made that good hit. Everything wrong with the car from then on in. I ain't heard nothing else. So I didn't want to put that out there, Mandrell.
Hold up, Kenny.
I told him
before.
Huh?
Hold up, Kenny. Kenny, you forgot.
Hey, that wasn't me, dog.
Jane, with a highlight of the doggone ring was Bobby Childs beat doggone to the Dirty Red. Slapped Dirty Red inside the evening.
Yeah, he did. He slapped Dirty Red in the mouth. Yep. But I just wanna put that on the album, Mandrell. You thought you found a duck. But you just didn't know that duck could fight.
Oh. So you mean to tell me that now, hold on a minute. I'm getting a tick. Mandrell.
Slow down. Tell Mandrell if he come to the House of Hoop Thursday, if he come to House of Hoop Thursday with B's car, he got the back time.
And free entry.
He don't have to pay nothing to get in the gate. Free entry.
Good
and the
God
back
time. My.
Is he passed out yet? Is he passed out?
Hey, I don't see his hand up. I'm sure strolling down. I'm going to third page here and see what's going on. Hold on a minute. I'm strolling down. I'm looking for him, but he in the bushes. Mandrell, come out them bushes. He in the bushes now. But Mr. James, I want to ask you, man. You mean to tell me this man called out Junior, BJ, Bobby Junior? And next thing you know, something went to happening with his car when he made that hit he did.
Man, Mandrell went and grabbed, I don't know who had the mic. Mandrell went and snatched it out of his hand like the broken man wrist when he snatched it out of his hand so hard. Got on the mic and said I want Bobby Child Jr. Your dad can sit in there with you. I was just playing with you. Telling you I was scared of you. I want you tonight. 15 minutes later, Junior went and made that last hit. Mandrell passed. I seen the ambulance over there by a truck.
Good God Almighty. Mr. J, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just got another text. It says, the Godfather does not drive for Biz anymore. When Biz left the track crying so fast after Mandrell knocked him out that he might not have a job anymore. Good God Almighty. Boy, y'all need to cut this out, man.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. If I
don't want to
beat Mandrell, I done got fired again.
It's say B is left the track. He got up out of there when he seen Mandrell win. Like, oh, they said he just turned around.
Bridgman, to be honest with you, I think B is bad luck. From now on out, I'm going to tell him, just send your money. Don't you come to the track. Every time he gets around the car don't act right. Every time he gets around it.
Oh,
now, I go there when he ain't around the car, and the car works perfect. As soon as he come around it, it starts acting up. So I'm going to tell him from now on out, don't even come around the car. Just send your money.
God damn, he moped.
But tell Mandrell, he got the back tie, lane choice, and free entry with business car Thursday night if he come to Jackson.
If he give me the same thing,
I come to make it. If he give me the same thing. He can give it or he can take it.
Well, hey, you showed him put it out there. The text I got said you probably fired because Mandrell laid the tree over in your lap. So.
Yeah, I don't complain and make excuses. He did that because the trans brake didn't hold. The trans brake was rolling through, so I had to foot brake it, and I couldn't put no RPMs on the foot brake, and that's why I looked like I went to sleep on a tree for anybody that want to know. I don't like to make excuses. All I would say is Mandrell was fighting unfair. He probably slapped me, and he hit me with a closed fist.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. Before he can get out the car good, it was a call made to me, and I heard somebody yelling in the background. Now that's how you knock a dog off. And I know I assume it was Mandrell because I'm gonna be honest with you.
Brad, Red Man, you told me you was a man of God. And I've been
telling you. I ain't never this right here.
Hold on.
I'm not lying about you. Hold on. Listen, Red Man.
I ain't heard you say that many lies since I know you.
I know, but when you see when you beat me, Mandrill evidently lost a lot of money. And he throwed his hat down. He came over there to my trailer and said, why did you let Dar? I'm dead serious now. You think I'm playing. I'm not playing. He got mad. He got in his truck and pulled his car out the track when we was at Macon. And every time he get on me, get upset, he'll bring that up. And I'm just being real. He said, Brad, that's how you beat a dog. And I said, man, I couldn't say nothing because, I told him, I said, listen, man, you may think he walked around with a limp. You may think he got them gloves on just to be holding that wheel. I said, that man, he'll knock you out and don't leave no fingerprints on you. That's why he be wearing them gloves and all that. Now, I'm just keeping it 100. I told him that.
Hey.
And I said, yeah. Go ahead, Bobby.
Red Man, he did you wrong this morning on the morning show. But I try to take up for you. He said, dog ain't got no ass. It's down there, US 19. Y'all go on there and look for it, because I'll drug it off his ass. He been talking shit. I said, nah, you might as well get rid of man, because you know dog coming back. He coming back with your ass.
I tried to tell him that. I told him that when they left the track, they was on the phone with me the whole way home, all of them, the whole clan. And all I could tell them was congratulations. I couldn't. He got him. He got him. I'm 0-1 when it comes to the Godfather. All I can do is learn from it. You know what I mean? I thought I was up on his game. I wasn't. He knocked me out. I'm still knocked out. I ain't been back since. And it's just one of them things. And Mandrill, for him to, you know, I've always told him, if you want to know your status about where you are racing, then run somebody that got status. You know what I mean? And the Godfather been known to tree a joker quick. You know what I mean? You think you finna get up here and
yeah.
Sit on the Godfather? You crazy. And Mandrill
you know
said.
What, though? He admitted it, though. He said, Carl, run. He said, but I know they had problems. He said, I'm trying to kill him. He said, I'm trying to kill him while they messed up before they get straightened out. You know the same thing dog just tell me. But I wouldn't listen. He said, man, you can beat half of the damn promo.
That's exactly right. Bobby, that's exactly right. When you think a joker stumbling, you're going to go and get your lick to him while he's stumbling, because when he stops stumbling, boy, he's going to jump on your head and going to stay on top of your head. Red man know about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's why I'm going to go ahead and tell you, dog, go on call Biz and tell him something went wrong with the car or your foot slipped or something like that, because Mandrill ain't coming out the bushes. Mandrill is not coming out the bushes. I'm going to tell you that now. He ain't coming out the bushes.
I know that. No. Now, Biz can talk enough stuff to Mandrill. It's something about Biz. Biz just can get jokers to raise him. I don't know what he do to people, but he can make people raise him for some reason or another.
Hey, can I say this?
Yeah.
When I went around there, you know, everybody said, what Biz was? Did he leave? No, they asked for Jable. I said, Jable's there. They said, we didn't see him. I said, no, he was around there crying. And Jable wiping his eyes. And we had a box of Kleenex on the back tailgate. And Biz was there crying. And Jable was just wiping his eyes. I told GM, y'all be shooting. Y'all put the all that tissue in the track can. Don't throw it on the ground. Because Biz was just crying.
They say
being
left the track. He was so mad. Good God Almighty.
Hey, that's one thing. That's one thing he got to learn, though. He got to learn. Anything go wrong with these cars. You can't never. And none of all these cars. Matt won the shootout, but he went up there on the fan break. His whole cylinder on the fan break went out. He just got lucky. Who the other guy that? When that pro mark corner and all of them, somebody who that was had to push the car off the line. The battery went dead. They had charged the battery. The battery went dead on the line. They had to push it off.
Hey,
dog,
you know, the number one stunner was helping Jay White be his eye. Both of them, they were at, you know, so Jay was on one on one eye, and Stunner was on the other eye. They be him crammed
there,
yeah. Though.
Yeah, that be is something else, boy. He's temperamental.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, Mandrill, all I heard is that a lot of people have been texting him. They said that he, you know, he's really stood up for what his logo is, shut up and race. And
hey, but you know what, though?
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, he did that. But not to break you off, because don't give praise him too much. Because now, once he knocked me off, I don't know what happened to him. Like you said, about that status, he got big-time status. And then he come out, he was supposed to run cable the next round. Redman, everybody was betting on Mandrill. Getting 2-1 odds and everything on Mandrill. Man, cable went out there and slapped the shit out of Mandrill. And
man, they're
on himself, and I got me some money from it. So tell him he didn't get no money from me, but I got his money.
Well, you know, and that comes, and I'm going to be honest with you, he did say in that race, it was a close race. He said it was a very close race. I'm talking
real close. Oh, it was a photo finish. It was a photo finish. But my point I'm trying to make is just so happened when you said that about status, when he beat me, man, everybody started betting on Mandrill. They were getting odds that Mandrill was going to whoop cable, man. And they know damn well he had no business running close to cable. But doggone it, he had it for a minute there.
Well, I got it. I'm going to be Mandrill lawyer. You know what I mean? If I was Mandrill, I would have let cable win, too. Because when he went down 300,
cable was going to lock him up.
You know, he had to stop.
Cable
going to
lock him up, huh?
Exactly. So, that's Mandrill smart, boy. He is smart, boy. Man.
Look at it like this. You got a point there now, Brittany.
Yes, sir. He is smart. I wouldn't have beat him neither. They had them guys waiting on me down there. Oh, no.
If he had a couple at the track, he might have not got out of the track.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Look, y'all run his tag and make sure he's legal. What is that, a light out over there? I see him go over there and tap the man, crack the man light. As soon as he run out, he says, good God almighty, they got him. K-Bo, I've been playing with you now.
Hey, but Brandman, come to think about it, though, they did have a roadblock on each end, though.
Good God almighty. Well, you know, they let him through. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we done beat him already. Let him through. But, hey, I was happy to hear that Cabo, you know what I mean, came out. He normally don't, but he came out for something local. And from what I was told, you know, he said he going to try to get back out there. And, when you don't get out like he evidently, he wanted to get out there and do his thing, and he did that. So, with that being said,
I called him and told him he needed support. I said, you got to get support. You got to get people out there to know you and start getting your name out there and start wanting people wanting to whoop your butt. That's the only way you can do that, especially if you're going to be right in the area and you're thinking about throwing a race yourself, too. You got to get out there and support the people that's throwing races.
Yeah, well, yeah. It has to say that on another show right there. That'll be more power to you, Cable. He got to pull a little weight when we lead the track. You know what I mean? That ain't good. Now it ain't good, Bobby, to lead the track and got doggone can't make it to the traffic light down there. Woo!
Now Cable ain't gonna do that. He ain't like that, big man. He ain't like that. He pretty square old noodle. He just kind of crazy sometimes.
Oh yeah. I imagine how if Mandrill would have went on ahead and
hold on a minute. Big man, I'm gonna have to call something on you now. Now doggone it, when Mandrill got slapped. When Mandrill got slapped, now he slapped somebody, but he got slapped. Now he don't come on the show. Now when he ain't got nothing bad happened to him, he come on the show and be talking. You are, where's Mandrill at, man? Get Mandrill on that phone, man.
I've been looking for him. He in the bushes. Real talk. I done went through all three pages, and I can't find him. And these folks sitting here waiting to hear what he got to say. And you know, he may be busy today or whatever. You know, I know they on the other line. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing else I can do. You know, nothing else I can do. So, you know, you're right, though. I mean, you know, like he said, you know, last night, I mean, not the night before last, Saturday night, he said he went down at a grudge race, not shootout. So he won.
He got in the shootout. We glad he got in it. A lot of the guys come in. I got to talk to Bobby offline about something. I was mildly surprised. We had 18, 20 calls out there. We had 20-something calls out there. Really.
Well, a lot of people, you know what, though? A lot of people don't realize that that's a good shootout track. I mean, it really is. They know the program. He got them programmed down there, especially the bracket racing. The bracket racing.
Yeah, the bracket racing good, though. But Bobby seen what you can do to them jokers that don't bracket race. He seen what you can do to them and just kind of be fair with them and call the show and let them go. They'll do just like the bracket racers, and they'll support it, too.
Oh, yeah. Them people down there, he got some good folks down there to support him in that area. And, you know, we just got to figure out a way to bring the mainstream to him. That's all, you know.
I'm going to say it like we said, Brad, man. You ain't got to bring no mainstream. But the mainstream, he might be better off just make sure he take care of his local people. The hell with the mainstream. So the mainstream will be the first one to come out and mess up some stuff.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's a lot. Like, say, for instance, it's a lot of small block, you know, 28 stock suspension cars right here in Georgia. You know what I mean? And to go ahead and have a pretty big race, you know what I mean, down there in that area with something like that would be good. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, that's what I'm looking at. What about, you know, targeting, you know, like Mandrell Shut Up and Race was there. You know what I mean? That was a good turnout. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those guys, a lot of those cars like that right there would be great. I mean, any of the cars. I mean, he had when I was down there, he had a bunch of Pro Mars down there. Race Factory had them down there, and Balding them was there. I mean, it's cars that come in there, you know what I mean? And he done definitely did a lot. He done put, you know, I should say, we done put bleachers up for everybody to sit down. You know, I want to say beginning of, if not next year, we're trying to get walls up, concrete walls. You know, we got plenty of things for the kids to do. It's just a lot that, you know, he's turned that place around. I just want to say, you know, I apologize. I couldn't make it. I did call him, but I will, you know, I ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. I'm glad that you did, though. Godfather, go over there and spend some time over with him. I had to go.
Yeah.
I had to go.
I had no choice.
Like a lot of people think me and Dog don't get along, but me and Dog got a bond, and I ain't like to see
how
that
long. Bobby, I don't mean to cut you off. Just let it go.
But look at here, Dog, me and Dog talked a lot. Me and Dog talks a lot. A lot of things he tell me, what I need to do is stir up my main base. And he always have said it way, I don't know. He said, Bobby, you already got a damn good base. You don't need nothing else. And but what happened, some of the local guys, the little racers, and they talk a lot. They want to see the Jolly Ranchers. They want to see the Willie Dog. They want to see the Tony Vine. Bring them. I told them, man, y'all can't compete with them guys. And they're going like, what you mean we can't compete with them? I was okay. I said, now, when they start coming, don't start hauling. And when Dirty Red come and started beating the shit out of everything, then guess what? I get some phone call. Man, why you got them coming? What in the hell you mean? Y'all said y'all want to see them. I said, trust me, it's going to get worse than that. Because I said, you know, then Triple X started coming in. These Jolly Ranch started coming in. I'm going like, hey, okay, y'all, I tried to tell you. These guys do not have shade tree cars like we got, you know. But the spectators say, I'm kind of putting a hard spot in the rock. The spectators say, hey, this is what we want to see. We want to see them, the Dog, the Big Day, the Taliban, that's what they want to see. Talking about that's what they want to see. So, hey, what you got to do? You got to go out and try to get them for the spectators. But, hey, I appreciate it. But, Dog, if you listen to Dog, he real knowledgeable. I got to give him credit for that. He real knowledgeable. But like you said, I know I wasn't hyper. But he get your ass out of the way. Let me handle this. Yes, sir, and I took off.
Well,
I'm going to
say this
no
right
more.
Here, Bobby. You know what? Bobby, I got to say this here, and I got to keep it 100, not to cut you off. But you made a big, big step, you know, when you just said what you said. You said, let me rephrase what you just said. You said, if you listen to Dog, and I think that's one of the things that we need to try to get you to do, listen, because that's the hardest thing that you do. You don't listen. We've been telling you, me and Dog, for years about certain things, but it's just, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to leave it alone. If y'all don't have any other announcements, we could go ahead, Doc.
Man, he learned the Snowball Show.
That's why I said I'm gonna let it go. But I'm glad you had a great race, and I look forward to, you know, next year. You know what I mean? If I'm, you know, still healthy and everything, I'm gonna be down there in the mix, you know, and hopefully, Bobby, you have, you know, your lady together. You know what I mean? And we go ahead and find out, you know what I mean, if I've been the student all this time or if you've been the teacher, which one has been which.
Well, you gonna, hey.
Oh, don't. Hey,
how that boy, Pappy?
Why can't we leave it at that now?
Hey, and you seen life? Everybody want to know who that boy Pappy was? And Bun Max said, "I Pappy." So that's why I want to let you know. I Pappy.
Well, I'm going to say this about everybody asking for the mainstream down there. I want to say this right here. When you expose individuals, that gives those individuals in that area looking to move to that level an idea. So, you know what I mean? And it's time for, you know, in this time that we have, you know, they're looking at this stuff on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And they say, and they wonder, but to actually see it in real life, what, you know, it's, so many people out there pick up, you know, maybe how dogs sit in his seat. You know, when I really was down in Tampa, in St. Petersburg, at the Grudge Inc. race they had down there, we parked right there by, you know, Godfather. I actually sat back, you know. I watched Godfather that whole day, and he has a program that he does. You know, I watched him in the water box, how he, you know, burn out, how he back up, how he close his door. You know what I mean? How he hold his face when he ready to cut a good treat. You know what I'm saying? I looked at everything. And I say that to say this, Bobby. There will be another day that the bread man get to tangle with the Godfather. There will be another day.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, though, I got to, hey, let me tell you. You know what, though? You know, when you managing and trying to do stuff like that and to get back in your groove, it's kind of hard to do, you know, because all the stress, I see that when he's trying to put this damn shootout together and everybody's talking and no one listening. And then this man turn right around and then he go back. And when he get through doing that, dog can flip that switch off and go back to the bullshit and having fun and be ready to drive. Whatever he get ready to do now, when he ready to bullshit, he got switches, I believe. He switched that damn switch on. Bullshit,
but,
cut the fool, make it laugh.
Hey, Brent, man.
He's telling the truth now. Bobby want to come in here. I'm trying to conduct a doggone meeting. Bobby want to make a joke. I had to tell him 100 times. Bobby, get on with it. But he learning the bread, man, and it's going to be good. And it's good to see that kind of stuff. And just like you said, Bobby, you don't have to go out of your way to try to bring different stuff to mainstream. You don't have to go out of your way. If you got a dedicated a crowd there, man, satisfy your crowd there. The rest of them will come. Like I said, you bid it right, they'll come. You ain't even got to ask him to come. He's going to come anyway.
You know what, dog? I said, like, Big Dave told me what he was going to do. I got to give that guy credit, man. That guy, I tell anybody, I'm going to tell him on all the show. When that man tell you something, take you to the bank. When that man says something, I'll tell you, he's for real. I ain't never heard
Big Dave say something that he wouldn't do, and he don't get loud, he don't get nasty, yeah. You know, he just talking the same voice, and he tell you what he's going to do. If he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And like you said, you ain't got to take it to the bank, because the bank get robbed, you can take it to the vault.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, and you know what, though, and thing about him, you know, he's so calm, you don't know whether he's mad or glad. He gets like the dog said, he's same voice. Okay,
yep.
Ain't going to say much, and that's it. You don't know what to mean
man,
or what.
But Brent, man, I got one more thing to tell you, two things to tell you, Brent, man. I heard you had the man on there for the doggone, your train on there, and also your spiritual vitamin that you said every time you come on your show. Make sure you got your trainer and your spiritual vitamin up to date before you come messing with the Godfather.
Well, all I'm going to tell you is, you know, I've had, you know, a couple years to really get my mindset together. I just hope that, yeah, a lot of people, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to go ahead and just spend a minute to say a lot of us that want to be a professional, And not to say that I'm knocking anyone, but I want to go to these races and actually, you know what I mean, be able to handle some G. That's the level of racing that I'm looking to step up in. I ain't talking about nothing, you know, 6-0, 7-0. I'm talking about even in racing 7-0, I used to be tired if I was there all day getting in and out of the car, because some of the 7-0 races that I was in, they had 300 cars in the lanes.
So
that's a marathon of racing right there. So, it, you know, well, I was wondering.
Yeah, Bobby can understand what you're talking about. Bobby can understand exactly where you're coming from.
What is, you see, what you don't realize, let Bobby, tell them how long me and you been racing together, Bobby.
Oh, it's been a while. I had a major sponsor. Was just kind of out so far. I met Fred Man up in Atlanta. That been 15. He was very young, but he was driving the car then. But it's been some years though. It's 15, 17 years, something like that.
Yeah, it's been about 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been bracket racing and going to, when I met Bobby, it was like I hadn't met no other brother that was traveling like Bobby was. He had a sponsor, and I did. And, you know, he helped me with a lot of things, and that's how we got to really become, you know, who we are today. But I you know, I used to travel with my family, and he traveled with his, and we was just one big crew, and it was, you know, we did what we did. And there was a lot of times I didn't have that Bobby provided because he had a sponsor and I didn't. And, you know, it is what it is. And now, you know, I'm looking to move into that direction again this upcoming, you know, year that's coming up. I'm looking to move into going back, not class racing, well, not bracket racing, but basically running grudge shootouts. Running, you know, shootouts and other races and other organizations. That's what I'm looking to do. And I'm looking to basically give a couple of individuals an opportunity to grudge with. Hopefully they will.
Fred.
Hopefully they won't.
Fred.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to say, too. See, people don't know, Dawg been coming to Albany for a long time. I mean, now he, you know, he say celebrity. He was a celebrity down there before he became a celebrity. As he said, and he used to come up, go kind of late, and I wouldn't call him. And he, you know, when he used to turn in there, people look over there, and they was already be asking. I told him, that's my uncle. Where your uncle at? I said, well, I didn't tell him. And I bet you with him about maybe 20, 30 minutes, they come down and say, hey, man, there go your uncle. And I turn around and look, and he'll come on in and everything. I said, you didn't tell me anything. You didn't tell me. He said, you should have told me. I said, but, dog, I ain't want to trouble you to come this far. Don't you worry about that. And he get out there and take over. Them damn folks love him. They love Uncle Willie Dawg. That's what they call him. Uncle Willie Dawg.
I do want to ask the Godfather something though. That I just it's been really. I really want to get some information about it. I want to ask Godfather, how did Bobby Cole look? Honestly, how did he look to you? Yeah.
Well, and I'm gonna say it like this here. For him just coming out, and for him just getting in a car, he looked okay. But to be honest with you, from what I've seen, if Tony Bryan had been able to run it, Tony Bryan would have beat the shit out of him.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's all I need to know.
And I don't even like Tony. I mean, you know, I'm just talking trash, but I'm saying in recent sense. It's just like you, Brad, man, and you keep saying it. People laugh at you when you're saying it, though. Some people can get in and out these cars and they don't bother, and I'm one of them. I don't know why. But some people, it take a while to get back now, because I don't want to tell all the man's secret, but shit, everybody there watching, he was a little timid in the car, because when the car leave, he was lifted and then getting back in it. So, you know, it's hard to tune a car when you can't get all the data on it, though. But if Mike Hill or somebody jump in there, it's going to hold it to the floor. And they get that stuff down the track, though. That's going to be the car to watch out for. But if he had ran Tony Bryan yesterday, Tony Bryan would have beat the shit out of him.
Well, I thought Mike was supposed to drive against Tony Bryan.
I don't know why Mike wasn't driving. I don't know whether Mike Woods is going to drive or not. I don't know if they just had to give Bobby some seat time or whether he was going to swap drivers and whatever. But it's still a doggone car. And Mike, if he was going to drive against Tony, I don't see why Mike wasn't making the laps too. But Mike said he can better tune the car by looking at it, which you can. A lot of people don't realize you can better tune the car on the outside looking at it and seeing what it's doing. Because, you know, he can go to his laptop and find out what he's doing on the inside.
You done told me a lot of information. You done really told me a lot of information. I see what they were doing.
Oh, shit. I'm going to get into
I said, no. I just see what they was doing. I mean, you know, Mike went over there a couple days earlier.
Everybody know that, Brad, man. You ain't telling no secrets. Everybody know that, though.
Okay, now, with that being said, everybody didn't make it over there to see what needed to be seen with the real driver. You feel what I'm saying? Nah.
Yeah, I know.
Come back and put, the man ain't even been, you know, this man, you know, just got a diploma and everything. And, you know,
but you got to look at it a different way, baby. If the car already, if Mike got him in there and he got the car already working and everything, it ain't never Mike just jump in there and just do what he do.
That's what I'm saying. Look at what they were doing. If they put Bobby in there and you came over there and see that, oh heck no, bed, to go through the roof.
Now, Brad, that goes to show what kind of doggone glorious race or what kind of whatever. If you know what you're looking at, you're going to say, shit, yeah, well, he might be a little funny. That car they got and that motor they got, you might not want to go change them business unless you're a fool. I'm just, even me now, but I'm just telling you, on the outskirts looking at it, Tony would have killed him. But now, like you said, we don't know whether they're going to swap and put Mike in there, whether they're going to put the tune-up in there and put more stuff to it or not. We don't know that. All that, we don't know, because it didn't happen.
Doc, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
You ready? If I stay on the outside and look at mine, you mean I can tune mine better? You said Mike
did. No. The only problem you had on your car, Bobby, the only problem you had on your car was between the seat and the steering wheel.
Oh. A disconnect. I'm going back on mute, y'all.
Brave man, what I'm trying to hear, Brave man, I want you to hear this here because you might have said the same thing to us. Bobby had a car, I was going to say a bracket car, but it was a bracket car. All them pro mods that we were associated with, Bobby could have whooped all of them. Bobby could have been sitting down right now saying, I done whooped every one of y'all. No, Bobby want to go out there and be a damn real celebrity. I'm about to go and whoop these boys right now. Let's get this money, Bobby. Bobby want to be a real celebrity. Instead of just going out there whooping their butt, he want to go upgrade his car to get fast as they is, or how fast he thought they were. They go fast at one time out of ten passes. Bobby, you go and doggone it fast every pass.
I tried to talk to him, and he got it bad like me. I ain't going to even lie. He got it bad. I tell people all the time, I would rather get in a shootout and lead a track and know that I beat everybody in that shootout than to go and take the back tire from somebody knowing I'm faster than them and take their money like that. I'm just being me now. I'm just being real. And being a grudge racer, you got to be that guy, that last guy.
Well, see, Brandon, if I had been in the gym like you, lifting weights and was in shape, when Bobby did that dumb stuff, I'd have knocked him out. I only reason I had to knock him out because I couldn't win.
hey, boy, man, I got to give him credit. He told me leave this damn car alone.
I said, no, I told him to leave alone.
I got jumped on. He cuffed my ass out. He said, Bobby, you can beat 80%.
Bobby, be quiet. Bobby, let me tell you. Brad, man, I said, Bobby, leave this car alone. You all right. Bobby, leave it alone. $20,000 later, he going to half a second slower.
Yeah, he was.
I said, doggone it, boy, we could have been.
Hey, but you might be thinking, like, episode the car could run like you're saying. You ain't had to worry about heating up no damn baller. I'm serious. If you put the damn baller pressure, if you put the baller pressure on 900, the assembly wouldn't come on. You have them on 800. 750 to 800, that's something that's run like a scarlet dog. That's the time down the track, dude. You ain't have to worry about no tie shake, none of that shit. And dog trick. But you already got the scares. You're a bracket racer, so you know you already. Yeah. You're turning loose on the first bug. He said, all you got to do is just drive the damn car. Don't fuck with
look
it.
Look at my heart. Hey, Brad Man, I got him in switch race against Walter Mansour. That Walter Mansour couldn't cut a light on if they had a switch on it just to pull a string. What Bobby do? Boy, that red light.
You know what, man? You know what? Bally, still right now, Bally want Bobby so
yeah.
bad. Right
yeah.
Now. That joker got a rabbit foot when it comes to the Florida boys.
He ain't got a Bally. He just did a Bally, and then he going to be Bally every time he run Bally because he ain't got no feel Bally. But see, that first girls race, that was his first girls race. See? So he ain't know what the hell to do. But I already told him, you got this advantage because all you got to do is the same thing you do when you bracket race. I know you're going to cut a decent light. It ain't even got to be a good light. As long as it's decent.
Oh, hey, dog, tell them. They make us double talking so much shit up there. That Walter Man make me strip the damn car down. We had to take the front
end
off,
yeah.
the doors off.
Take the front end off and everything. He got a flashlight up under the carburetor. I mean, he looking at the inside firewalls. He looking at the gas. Man, I said, come on, Walter Man. We ain't running for that much money for you. You ain't worried about that.
Oh, but we had fun. We had fun back then. But I listened to the call, dude. I've been all right.
And Brad Man, when he won, he thought it's like he had won the doggone the lottery when they won. He thought he had won the lottery, man.
And Dawg had to bust his bubble. Hell, Dawg, you ain't with you up now, Walt, man. Sit your ass.
but Brad Man, that's all they wanted to run for. Me and Bobby were trying to run for the big one. They didn't want to run for that. They were scared.
I know one thing. I know when he first told me, you know, I'm finna go grudge racing. Man, I said, man, please.
Well, see, Rush Limbaugh fooled me like it was such a glorious thing, though. You know Rush, who's Rush Limbaugh, and I can't call his name, though. But Rush Limbaugh fooled him in the doggone and told that dog he a grudge racer. I was just going to let him be whatever they want to call him as long as we was getting that money.
Mm-hmm. Old Bobby. Well, hopefully you get it back together. Hopefully you get it back together, and you know what I mean? These guys now, they got some shoulder. You know what, though? I want to say this, Godfather. I always thought that Bobby was scared of Stone Cold. Stone Cold, I'd never forget. Stone Cold asked Bobby to run him 2 years ahead of time at Montgomery.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'd never forget that. And I say, Bobby, you know, but Bobby talked so much. What? Stone Cold was cool. He said, well, I'm building, you know, I'm getting my car. I would like to, you know, you look like somebody I'd like to try. That's when Stone was, like, getting to be Stone Cold. He was just Stone then. He wasn't cold as he is now. Woo-wee. And, man, every time Stone Cold, when Bobby seen Stone Cold car, man, that joker looks like he just, you know, turned the other way and ran. I mean, ran. And that's why,
Bobby,
you know, I said, I'm still
trying to say Bobby was scared.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Bobby, when Bobby was in Montgomery, when he had the belt, I say, Bobby, nah. You know, when I run, when Bobby run, I try to, when he actually race and he close, I make it. I got my family together, mother-in-law, everybody. We hit, do not make a pass until I get there because Bobby's problem is you got to talk Bobby down. If he go up thinking about racing, he going to red light every time. I've been racing with him too long. And if he let somebody get in his head, like get him mad, it's over with.
Yeah.
So he going red. So I knew. I knew what the deal was. Bobby, do not make a pass.
All he had to do is hold an Iron Man in front of Bobby. Hold an Iron Man. Bobby, you couldn't have been scared if you want an Iron Man.
That's what I'm trying to
Yeah. Well, you know the judges is something new.
Dog, he went out there before I got there. I rolled up. I rolled up, and he just put his head down. I know you finna start yelling and all this.
Hey, Brad Man. And guess what now? He went up there with his dumb ass. His dumb ass went up there and red lighted. And Dolomite couldn't whip whatever car you drove the track.
Yeah. I ain't saying that. I can't say. Hey, let me.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. It took Dolomite so long to get back. The man, they closed the track down by 30 minutes because they wanted to go out there and see where he was at. They didn't realize it took him that long to get back.
Hey, Brad, man. Dolomite told me when we got in, he said, man, I pulled my parachute. I think he pulled his parachute. He said, yeah, he got another pulling before, but they ain't never come out. They just dragged behind the car.
No, he pulled them. They fell out. They just fell out the thing and dragged behind the car.
I tell you what,
Dolomite. We said, Dolomite, what took you so long to come back? He said, I pulled a parachute. I was waiting to see him come out. They out, man. They on the ground.
I tell y'all what. I bet you Bobby can't deal with Dolomite now.
I agree.
I ain't got no offers.
Well, I got another text coming here. This one's for supposed to be directed at you, Godfather. It said, is Donye going to run Tony Wright in Maryland?
If Donye run Tony Wright in Maryland, let me see. Bread Man ain't got no beard.
Good God Almighty.
Oh, hold on. I can't say that, though. I take that back. I can't take no. I don't want to talk about nobody's show. I forgot. I can't do that. But I'm going to be quiet, Bread Man. You're going to get me in trouble, got it. I'm going to be quiet.
It's just a question came in. Is Donye going to run Tony Wright in Maryland? That's
hell no. Hell no.
Oh, well.
I know I'm going to catch Fleck. Probably the snitch is on the phone right now. I'm going to hear about it now. My phone will be ringing in a few minutes, though, cussing me out.
Do you think Tony Wright the one ain't going to run Donye, or you think it's Donye the one that's scared of Tony Wright?
Well, let me ask you a question, Brad, man. Put you on the spot. Who has Tony Wright run this year?
Get my phone. We need to go to a commercial break. let me do a quick commercial break with this right here. Let me do a quick commercial. For those of y'all that don't know, that song is called It Ain't Hard to Tell. Let me restop it. Good God Almighty, I'm trying to hit it again. It ain't hard to tell who Tony Wright ran this year. So y'all got the answer.
Brad, man, we both gonna get in trouble.
I didn't answer no questions. I just put a song on. It's called It Ain't Hard to Tell. That's the name of that song.
Well, don't he drive the corner? The corner want to kill somebody. Ain't that him and Tony Wright teaming up?
Hey, let me ask you another question then, Bobby. Who the corner on this year?
Damn, somebody to mute
it ain't
my phone.
Hard to
Damn.
Tell. It ain't hard to tell, Bobby.
Hey, somebody to mute my phone. Hello? Brad, man, can you hear me? Damn, the show's most of
you
know.
You in the private room.
Y'all gonna have Bread Man not gonna lose his doggone spiritual vitamins. Y'all can get it.
Well, I just got another text. It is for the Godfather.
Bread Man, you get too many damn texts today.
Donye and Boss Bynes. Who y'all got?
I like Donye with his face.
Whoa.
I like Donye with space.
Hold on.
You got to ask me what the space is.
What the space is?
The space is he ain't gonna never be able to catch Tony to lock him in. Tony Vine scared to death of Donye.
He can't catch him. So in other words, he got the bike tie clear and the brake and still can't catch it. Got your mother down.
Well,
that's fake, dog.
Donye been on 5 radio shows trying to get Tony Vine, and we couldn't get Tony Vine on. Now, when you know Tony Vine don't have to get on these shows and talk, we couldn't find him.
I ain't going to lie. Now, you know we be on our other show, Godfather, and you know that, you know, he'd get on there, too. And we tried to get him on, both of them on. And when he heard Donye's voice,
he didn't come over there.
Click. I got to go. I said, good.
Hey, what we call that is a Tony Wright phone. That's a Tony Wright phone. Every time he get close to lock in, his phone go dead.
Oh, yeah. But I guess he mad at me about that one because I kind of, you know, normally when I call him, he answers. and he ain't been on my show since I did that. You notice he get on here, but he ain't been on here since I did that. I just wanted to – I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe that primetime, somebody of the boss status, wouldn't go and tell the man to his face, hey, I ain't ready to run right now. That's all.
Hey,
you know
hey, Breadman, I always remember this. Even the boss man got a boss.
Going you got point there.
Well, I just, man, when I look at somebody like Primetime, them, man, I'm serious, man. Them guys do their thing, man. They travel, they race, and you know, we done got to a point, we really, man, we look for them to run any of the bad dudes. But, you know, if they got a program they got to run to at the end of the day. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, you know what I mean, they got a program, and this grudge game, that's what it is. It's got to be smart. And I know that he's one of the smartest ones. Y'all think Bynum's crazy, but you want to see the fans want to see that race, but you know I don't think that would be a smart race for him right now. You know, especially when you know you got you know SVO, you got other cars out there that's in the middle that can lead up to Donye, but Donye, you know, he ain't running neither. But we still got guys like Live Action. You know what I mean? Why ain't nobody running them, Godfather?
I'm asking you another question. Who they race this year? Don't talk about it.
I mean, you talk to them guys more than me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I mean, is it that no one's asking them to race or no one wants to race on 315? Which one is it? Godfather went out, y'all. He in that bad area. He in a bad area. Well, if y'all have any more questions, y'all can text them in. If not, you know what I mean, we going to go on ahead and get up out of here. Bobby, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Hello.
Oh, no, hey, man, I just want to say once again, thank everybody that came out and supported me on my 2-year anniversary. It was a success to me. Hey, I was glad. You know, most of all, I know we had a lot of good racing going on, but most of all, I enjoyed the fellowship, and the guys got the fellowship.
I'm back.
One another. And that was it. Like I said, I'm going to get out and let Dog, you know, go and do his thing. But anyway, just thanks. Fellowship meant a lot to me. Just seeing the guys, man, and that really touched my heart. It really touched my heart.
Yo, Breadman, before I do that, but I ain't going to say that much. But, Bobby, then you had some special people that came up just for that, for your anniversary, some of them older people and his wife and everything that was in there. Who were they, Bobby?
Some of the special people you're talking about, like Buddy Rowe?
No, I'm talking about the man that shook your hand at the end, him and his wife, I think. They came
for
you next year.
Excuse me, yeah. Ronnie Wright, man. Ronnie Wright, he's a future friend of mine. I met him to another guy. Wallace couldn't come because his daughter just had a baby, but I met Wallace. His name is Ronnie Wright, him and his wife. This guy is, he real. And Doc, you know, you met him down in Douglas, but he bought me an anniversary cake, and I tell you, man, it was awesome. Him, it was a lot, Doc. Him and then Doug Hyde and his wife, Deborah, they came up and Devin saw me out there sweating. We call him High in 57. He saw me out there sweating and I guess a little upset, aggravated about something. She ran it to me with a cup or something. I don't know what it was, dog, but it was good. And she gave me about 2 or 3 more. I probably whooped somebody's ass out there. But anyway, she calmed me down. But anyway, man, but yeah, Ron Wright and then my wife, man, I tell you, I couldn't have done all this. And dog get on me all the time. I love my wife and got a lot of respect because, you know, it takes a lot for a woman to go to a track every weekend. Y'all know women want to be in the mall, churches, or home with the grandkids, but she's standing by me, helping me do something that I want to do, and God knows I love her. I love her for it, you know. She ain't even had got a – and dog, where she was at, she was still at the track trying to help me. And like I said, I owe her, so I thank Miss Childs. I do. I wouldn't put it, but they said behind every good man, there's a good woman, so – I don't know how good I am, but I know I do have a good woman, and I love her. I love her, and I thank her, and I thank everybody for coming. Thank everybody. You know, Don't want to call any name. I know the Grudge Inc. was there. BET, they were shooting. But, you know, some of the cats that I thought might have known, BET got a phone call. And he said, boy, hey, I'll be there. I'm going like, huh? BET? Yeah, and he was the first one pulled up in the truck. And I thank him, man. He said, boy, I drove all night. He said, but I'm here. And he ain't lying. So, you know, that means a lot. You know, and then, you know, dog, he get a little more. He said, I care a lot of people care. They're going to do something, they don't do it. And like I said, I'm saying what he's saying, but, you know, things do happen. Sometimes people can't make it. But look at him. But one thing he said, real important, I'm going to shut my mouth. It's not the quantity of people, it's the quality of people. Thank you. Out of here.
Well, you know you're welcome, Bobby. But Godfather, before you get off, I had three more texts, and I got to, you know, one of them I do have to address to you. Again.
All right, I'm on the hot seat today, Brad, man. Go ahead on. That's the first time I ever know you get that damn in the Texas, Brad, man, but go ahead.
I know. I don't know. You know, I've been trying to incorporate, you know what I mean, a piece of your show into my show, and I try not to, you know what I mean, I try not to do this, you know what I mean, but it's just one of these days it's kind of slow, you know what I mean.
Ain't no problem, Brad, man. I'm here to help you any way I can, bro. Go ahead.
I appreciate it.
I love
it.
This shit.
It has, let me make sure, I'm going to read it the way it is. Do live action want to just beat on the chest, on their chest, with the 315s or put on 29 and join in the Grudge game? So,
well, I'm going to answer like this him. I'm going to answer like this him. You can't really say that because they ain't, to be honest with you, they don't beat on their chest. Everybody else be putting them in there. You don't never see them come on there and start no shit.
Oh.
It be everybody else. So I can't fault them. I can't jump on them right now, Brad, man. I can't do it. Now, if they come out and they got the radios on and they say they want to beat everybody or say they the baddest, then they need to put the doggone slicks on because the majority of people run with slicks. Majority of people. But, you know, everybody got now. They've been out enough now, so, hey, if you can't do it with the slicks, you do it with the radio. You can't tell no man now. Me, personally, I don't think nobody that racing now can tell a man he got to have on what kind of ties he got to have on now. Slicks or the radios. I think we've been out there long enough now. You grow up on both of them or just be quiet.
You don't feel like Skinny Man beating on his chest calling folks?
No, because they was bothering Skinny Man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They bothered Skinny Man. Skinny Man called me. I talked to him. But Skinny Man wasn't the one that initiated. They woke him up. He was in his cage sleep.
Oh.
I'm telling you. And like I said, now what I'm saying is he don't come on these shows beating his chest. They bother him and make him come on the show. Then once he come on here, then, hey, it's open season then.
Yeah, you're right about that now. You're right about that.
I know
that.
For a fact. I mean, everybody, we the fans, me, you, and Bobby, whoever, anybody, we the one always bringing them up. They don't come on here bringing themselves up. We bring them up.
Now, you got a point. You got a point, Godfather. You got a point. And the last question I just had text in is, do you have Obamacare or do you need us to raise money to help you, you know what I mean, with your left eye? Because they said you got hit in the eye. Now, that's just, you know.
To be honest with you, Brad, man, they lied. I got hit in both of my damn eyes, but I still can see them. I still can see them, and I don't need no help. And one thing about you, Brad, man, of all the stuff I do out here, that's why I never take nothing from nobody. I mean, not ask them. Because I ain't finna ask Bobby to give me a dollar, and every time I see Bobby, he gonna remind me that I asked him for that dollar. Now, if Bobby give me a dollar, I'm gonna take that dollar and spend the shit out of it. But I never ask Bobby for a damn dollar. I don't think I will. Because I'm not gonna be the type of person so you can throw that up in my face every time you see me. Now, anything you give me, I greatly appreciate anything you give me. And I ain't ashamed to take it. I ain't ashamed, whatever. You can give me some doggone shoes that still got some wear and tear on them and give them to me. I'll wear them. I ain't proud. To do anything, but I never, I'll put it this way, I ain't going to say never, but you know what I mean by the never. I'm not saying I won't never, but I ain't going to hardly ask nobody for a damn thing, because you're not going to throw that back up in my face thinking I owe you. I appreciate whatever you give me, but I ain't finna ask you nothing so you can say I owe you something.
Right.
That's why I tell Bobby. Bobby, I don't care if me and you just got through fighting and knocking each other down. If you having a doggone anniversary thing, I feel our friendship If we got a friendship, was strong enough for me at least take one day out of my damn life or my whatever I'm doing to come down there to help you celebrate your anniversary. That's why I told him I'd be there regardless. I was supposed to have been somewhere else, but I told Bobby I got to come because of that friendship.
Right. Right.
And the word means a lot. When you say something, you just probably going to take it to the bank. You ain't going to change your mind. I mean, I've been known that. Dogs have stuck with me with a lot of shit when I was getting my ass beat. And some of the damn things that we were doing and car was tore up, dog did not bag out. Dog had a chance then to bag out, but he didn't. He said, hell no. I mean, I said, dog, you ain't got through that. He said, hell no. Then I tell you, I'm in here with you. So when he...
See, Bread Man, ain't nothing wrong with this here. A lot of people out there listen to me because they be on the morning show sometime and I be preaching. But, I mean, I be saying this and stuff. I be meaning it. If everybody just had that mindset, I ain't saying they got to do everything I do. But what I do is put out... Because I don't do everything I say I'm going to do. I don't really do it. But my point is, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. And I'm on the side of righteousness 90% of the time. Everybody got a little undercover stuff. Everybody got, if they ain't got no skeleton in their closet, they got a couple bones in there. They might not have a whole skeleton, but they got some bones in the closet. Everybody.
Dog, they got some skeletons in there. They just done drive up and turn the fibers. Trust me, they got some skeletons.
You know, I can't sit up here and say I agree, but I will say that, you know, there's a lot of people out here that think they're a saint that may not be a saint.
Okay,
you know
Bread
I mean?
Man, I'm Bread Man. Now I'm finna put you on the hot seat. What you don't agree? You don't think everybody you know got some skeletons in their closet or some bones? Name one somebody you know that ain't
well,
got
it, to,
yeah,
name
I
one
know,
somebody. You,
you
ain't
you
got no skeletons in your closet.
Now you on the hot seat.
No, Bread
Man,
you ain't got no
man,
damn skeletons or no bones in your closet?
Yeah,
it's
a man that hasn't been born alive that don't have no skeleton.
Hey, be quiet, Bobby. Let him answer,
Wait, answer the question. Ask the question again so I can
know. You just said Bobby. You didn't, what I said about the skeleton in the closet or bone, you said you don't really agree with that. I'm going to tell you, can you name anybody that you know, that ain't got no bones or skeleton in their closet?
Yeah, I can name somebody.
Name one.
Jesus Christ.
No. We ain't finna go there now. Now you going to the extreme.
No. You told me that was the answer.
Bread man. Okay.
Wrong?
Hold on a minute. What Jesus Christ said? I want to go talk to him. What he said?
Well, he gone now. You said
okay, that's what I'm saying.
He
a spirit. So, okay. All right. Let me rephrase it then, Bread Man. Since you want to go there, name me somebody able-bodied person, man or woman, that's walking around on earth today that ain't got no bones or skeleton in their closet, Bread Man.
Well, in my opinion, that could
just
be
just give me one Bread Man.
If you let me finish.
Just give me one. I don't even want no. Don't give me no sermon. Give me the short version. Just name it.
In my opinion, that individual would be an individual that has just repented and got baptized. He would be clean.
Give me the name of somebody you know ain't got no damn skeletons in their closet, Bread Man, and quit trying to go around the corner with me, man.
What do you mean? You still, hey, you hear him. Hey, Bobby.
Bobby, he know what I'm talking about.
I can't judge.
Name
no,
me anybody you know, one. You say you know, just name me one somebody you know, one, that ain't got no skeletons in their closet. Name me one.
I would be judging somebody if I did that. See, that's what you
that show. You can't name nobody.
I don't
want to
judge nobody.
My case closed.
You know, I will be judging somebody, and I don't want to do that. You know,
we all
do
it. Somebody, subconscious or conscious, we all do it.
But that I try not to because that's
all
that's
do it, Bread Man. You the whole lot of things you try not to do, but you
I
do.
Know. But in this
you try
in
not
that
to cuss.
Instance, I choose.
You try not to cuss, but you cuss. You know, I done heard you go off now.
Oh yeah, I ever got on here and said I'm a saint?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Ain't no saints down here. You can't find no saints.
No.
Ain't no saints around here. Ain't
no
saints nowhere
in
the world.
But the fact that I repent for it and try, if that's a small skeleton, then good Lord.
No,
that's
I
what
said
I'm
a
saying.
Skeleton or a bone.
Oh,
you didn't listen.
Which one? What would you call that?
I call it a bone since there ain't no full skeleton.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
trying to tell
bones.
You, I cover all ground. I leave very little room with anything I said. That's how I come out talk so much, because I try to cover damn near everything, so I know you all, everything I said, somebody's going to try to put a hole in it. I'm going to try to make sure that if they put a hole in it, then they know what the hell they're talking about. Because when you come at me, you can't be like no cabbage, all head and no ass.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. I, I think that, in my opinion, on what we're discussing now, a skeleton to me would be someone that kept in, that kept something in secret. I ain't never got on.
Ain't no secrets. Ain't no secrets. Cause it was a secret for nobody. Ain't no secrets. You tell me, dog. I don't want you to tell nobody. I'm gonna tell you a secret though. Bobby Childs is jet black. Okay. I ain't tell nobody, Brad, man. I'm gonna go right over there and tell my partner. Hey, look here, man. Don't tell nobody. But Bobby Childs, but jet black. Ain't no secret. Name somebody. Name one secret anybody know. Cause everything somebody. If it's a secret, won't nobody know it.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell you, so it ain't no secret, because there's two of y'all knew it.
Yeah.
You found out for yourself, your dumb ass went and told somebody else, it ain't no secret.
That's true, yeah, that's right. So
everybody that's listening to this show now, is sounding my voice, they got somebody they're going to tell something to. You can tell them some of yours. Hey, look here, man, this is between me and you. Okay. They're going to go right to that main person they talk to. Hey, man. Don't say nothing about this, you know, but it's between me and you. And that person got somebody, by the time we got about 20 months, jokers that know that secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody want to hit the one button and call me a lie and prove me I'm wrong? Anybody hit the one button, I'm ready. Anybody. And I know you got somebody to play, man. You might have about 10 people out there, but you got 10 of them.
No, they for some reason, they falling off. They falling. They falling off. I got another one. Somebody done raised their hand. Let me get them in here. 5133. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing?
Hey, that's Mississippi Joe.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Uh-oh. What's going on, my brother?
Bobby, I'm glad to hear your success was your show was a success, man. Bobby Wildchild.
He listening. He probably riding right now. I got somebody just text in, dog, that said President Obama. I ain't got no skeleton like Clinton.
Come on, man. Quit lying. Let Joe go ahead and talk. Mississippi Joe tell less lies than the president. I ain't going to do that now. Y'all, go ahead and let Joe talk, man.
Godfather, what was the question again? The statement?
Well, now, Joe, you had to be listening to it now. You got to be listening to it. I was just telling Bread Man, ain't nobody living out here today that ain't either got a skeleton in the closet or some bones. In other words, you might not have a whole skeleton in the closet, Joe, but you got some bones in the closet.
No, that's not what it was. The statement was that you don't know nobody who's gonna keep a secret. There's no secret.
No. You didn't mix apples and oranges right now. We was talking about it. Ain't no such thing as a secret.
Okay.
That was two different subjects. So, and I still said it. You got somebody that you know a secret that you don't care.
Well, Godfather, I just want to let the whole world know. The whole entire world, if they got anything that they want to keep secret. All you have to do is call and tell the Godfather. If you tell the Godfather, it'll never go nowhere. It'll stay right there in the house with the Godfather.
Joe, quit lying, Joe.
He's the only one that can keep a secret.
Joe, quit lying.
Just call the Godfather.
Joe, quit lying. I just said nobody in the world can keep a secret. I just said that.
This ain't
keeping ain't nobody in the world can keep a secret.
You ain't no human.
That's only somebody can keep one if it ain't human.
You know what I'm saying, Godfather, is that you are human, but I believe you like what they call that extraterrestrial, like ET.
Well, you still ain't said what you were gonna say now, Joe. What I'm saying is now I can keep it for a minute or two now until whoever told me say I can go ahead and tell it now. I keep it pretty good though. I can keep it fast.
All right then. Go on, tell them the truth.
But hold on, I said what I mean by keeping it fast, I'm still gonna leak it to somebody though. But I'm gonna keep it longer than average, Joe.
I'm sorry,
Brad.
Oh,
shucks. Well, hey, Joe, I ain't told nobody but you and your brother. I ain't even tell your brother. Nobody but you, unless you said how fast they gave the boo with.
Hey, Godfather, I'm going to be honest about that. I don't think you really know. I just think you got an idea.
I'm talking about when I was driving it. When I drove it. When I drove it, and I know what I drove it, and I know what the potential was in it, You're right. That's what I'm just talking about. What I drove.
Know.
What I drove and right. told you, the Joker's just not catching up to that now.
Right. The truth be known and the truth be told, we never knew. Nobody did. Including you. Ain't that right, Tom Pop?
I told you, I know. That's one thing. I don't ever know how fast my own go. Because that's one thing I don't believe in. I don't believe in holding him to the max for nothing. If a Joker whooping my butt, I'm going to get out of it. If I'm whooping his butt, I'm going to get out of it. So you ain't going to never know how fast I can go. Or how fast the car go. Because I don't like, I even told y'all that. If y'all want to test a car to really see how fast it's going to go, y'all need to get another tester because I ain't been holding all the way through.
But Godfather, I heard you say something about Danye.
Yeah.
So you really think Danye, you know, I heard you say Bobby Cole is the car to look out for.
I told you that. I said that. And I still said that.
Okay.
I still said that. But they asked me a question. I don't know if you were on earlier. I told them if they had raised Tony Bryan yesterday, they'd have got their asshole to out.
Yeah, I was listening to all that. I think you told the truth. I was up there yesterday. Me, personally, I don't think the car going to run its full capability unless they keep a Willie Ball on it.
If you look at it now, Joe, that's what I'm saying. You got to be smart, Joe. You got to be smart. And Willie Ball just was on it. It didn't even get on the damn ball.
No, it didn't. But, boy, when you go to try to ramp and make that power with that thing.
Well, no, like I said, so we don't know. The Willie Ball could have been a ploy to make everybody think, oh, they got to have a Willie Ball. And then you take it off, I do this. A Willie Ball sometimes, I used to just have Willie Ball on my car. I had them tie wrapped on there. A joker's holler, well, you take a Willie Ball off, I can get a back tie. Shit, before he got out of his mouth, good, I done snatched him off.
Well, you sure right, Godfather, because I know when we get ready to lock him up, we're going to show tell them to take it off. So if it's a trick, they're going to have to trick us. We're going to tell them to take that Willie Ball and come on.
Red Man must ain't got nothing to do today because he ain't told us now time he's going to be a short show. He must be having a good time today or something. He must be off today or something.
Well, we just touching base to one another.
I'd like to be on the hot seat. Red Man, go and get another text with your line self. Get you another text and what else you got to ask me? Godfather's
well,
on the hot seat. Don't make me turn to dog now. I'm the Godfather.
Well, now,
I'm the Godfather right now.
Well, I ain't
understand
what I was saying, Brad, man. Or
yes,
am I being cut off? I see dogs just
keep
skipping and jumping.
Hey, if you don't like what dog doing,
saying.
You should have did like you was doing that first. Stay your ass on mute.
It's a dog show, Brad, man, show.
This is, hey. Don't make me turn to dog now. I tell you who show it is.
I want you to turn to dog. Who show it is, Brad, man? Because I know Brad, man, will mute your mic.
Red Man don't mute my mic because I don't disrespect his show.
I don't
disrespect his show. Ain't nobody talking over you. You're talking in riddles. You got something to say. You're muscle head sissy. Go ahead and say it.
That little sweet song you sang, Red Man hearing that, you better be quiet. Let me talk.
I ain't cuss.
You think that's going to keep Red from muting your mic?
Red ain't going to mute my mic. I'm going to let you say what you got to say, but go on and say it and quit talking to me then.
I'm not talking to you. I want you to let me finish talking.
Go ahead, Mississippi Joe.
Man, y'all have a nice day. I just wanted to miss you, y'all.
Yeah, I know that what he was gonna do. I know that what he was gonna do, Brad Man. He was trying. He was trying to start some stuff on his slide seat. That one of them old folk moves. You know nothing about that, Brad Man.
No, I knew about it. I knew what was happening. I just sitting up here saying, you know what? Godfather's gonna talk both of us now. I'm sitting up here watching the student play with the teacher. I'm saying that's why Godfather said, you better stop now. I'm about to turn to somebody else.
Now, Brad, man, get another text, man. I'm liking them texts you get. Get another text. Put me on the hot seat again.
I wish I could, but unfortunately, the only text that I have is the one to shut the show down.
Just got a text. Somebody just text me.
Come on,
get Mississippi Joe back on here. Get Mississippi Joe back on here. He might not have no bones in his doggone closet, but he got a bunch of skeletons. When is the Gangsta Boo coming out? That's what I just got a text. Did Joe fall off?
No, I'm here, Godfather. I'm here. I'm going to answer that truthful as I can. We plan on being at Ronnie Brown's show September the 20th. Ronnie Brown and TL is staying on a day-to-day basis, staying in touch with one another, knowing what the progress, seeing what the progress is, because the last thing we want to do is make Ronnie Brown look bad and discredit him. So if anything changes, it will be a report, because Ronnie Brown is only going on what TL tells him. Not Mississippi Joe, but TL. He's on a day-to-day basis with TL, knowing the progress. But I can't tell Grudge World this. This is what I know. 9 times out of 10, the car be ready, but will the car be tested the way we want it to be tested? Me and my brother had a discussion, and I'm thinking about getting him to bring the car on to Valdosta on the 20th and just test there. Just because, you know, a lot of people think we don't have a car. A lot of people think it's no car. And also because I'm just ready to race.
That was well said, Joe. Well said. One more question, Joe, before you go. Before I go.
Let me finish. Let me finish that one first. But the East Coast is so, how should I say, play games or whatever, knowing that we're only going to be there testing. Everybody and their mama going to want to race when we get there. So if the car is not tested, on the other hand, I may tell my brothers, let's just leave the car. Because everybody, Tony, Brian, whoever, going to be trying to race us with Arnold or whoever. And we it's plain as daylight that we just going to debut the car and make some test hits. Now, however, if we get there and get to looking good, everybody go. You feel what I'm saying? But it remains to be seen. So, you know, we just, you know, we're in a toss-up situation. You know, we want to debut the car, but on the second hand, we don't want everybody drawing on us and knowing we're testing the car. You know what I'm saying? So it's just some discussion me and him got going on. Then again, we may make it and contest the car, but, you know, and what I'm saying, the bottom line
Shut
is
up, buddy.
It's close.
Oh, my mic. Oh, okay, I didn't know my mic was.
Hey, who was that?
What's going on? What's going on?
Give us a short version, Joe. Give us a short version.
I'm through.
All right, okay, now I'm going to set this in now. Now, Joe said a whole bunch of stuff, but he know good and well just saying they're going to be there testing. He already know people are going to draw. That's going to be up to you whether you want to race them or you ain't going to race them. But now, this is a real Grudge Racer talking to you. Now, this dog talking to you now. This dog talking to you. This ain't the Godfather. This dog as a Grudge Racer. Anytime you the last person to come out with a car, you should have no stipulations on this or that. I say that to say this here, Joe. What about if a Joker want to run y'all and y'all going to say, no, I'm not going to run with them radios or slicks? Now, what address that by them radios and slicks shit.
Okay, I'm going to announce that. I'm going to tell you just like I told the whole Grudge World. My thing is, I call a spade a spade. Live action crew, they got that car flying.
Now, see how we brought live action up. I just asked you about the slicks in the radio.
No, I'm using them. I'm bringing their name up, and I'm.
I was just saying. I was telling Bradman that they don't be pumping their chest. We bring them up, but go ahead, Joe. I ain't mean to cut y'all. Just tell me about the slicks in the radio, Joe.
Godfather, if you would let me finish, I'm bringing them up because I had a call from the twins.
Yeah. Skinny Man told me anytime you use his name. He was going to slap you in the mouth, too.
Skinny Man ain't shit with a 29 on that, and that's exactly what I told him. And I also told him that he's a non-factor just like me. He ain't racing. And I also told him, now, if y'all want to just beat on y'all chest to say y'all the bad on 315, y'all got that.
I don't want to ask you the question. What about if somebody on slicks or radios? Y'all going to back down from the slicks or the radios?
I'm going to answer that, but I also told him, if y'all want to race,
why you just can't answer the question, Joe?
Y'all put some 29s on there.
Joe, why you just can't answer the question I asked you? I don't know about no Skinny Man. That's y'all problem. I just asked you, about them radios. I just asked you.
Okay, but the radios, Godfather, I don't know nothing about no radio right now. We just coming out with the car.
We hadn't even got time to test it on Slick, so therefore...
No, no, I'm talking about y'all raising somebody with raises. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with y'all raising somebody.
If we think we can meet them, we will. If we think they're too tough for us, we're going to tell them we can't mess with them on the raises. Bottom line, that is, in a nutshell, anything else?
Yeah, that's kind of doggone it. That's kind of presidential. You don't know everybody that raised somebody can beat them. That's why they want to raise them.
Well, if we think we can, hey, think we got a chance and a joke got on the radio and we got on Slick, we a trap. If we think they too much for us, we gonna tell them we can't have it.
I think that's book naked out there working on this damn ragged ass car with all that background.
But I am gonna tell you this. We ain't dodging nobody in the world.
Yeah, you can't say it. You just said you're going to dodge them if they got ratings on. You just said it.
I said, hey, you ain't letting me finish, man.
Because you ain't saying that.
Quiet. Let me answer the question.
You ain't saying that. You're going around in circles. All you're doing is going around in circles.
We not dodging nobody on 29s when we come out. We may not run them when they want us to run them. As far as over with, though, we going to run them. And that's the bottom line. We're not changing up our program for nobody. Last time we changed up our program, we wrecked our car. Anything else?
Well, we got Butt Naked on here. Butt Naked, welcome to the Bread Man.
I want dogs since he's getting all these texts. If you don't mind, Bread.
Yeah, go ahead. I do recognize you.
No, get Butt Naked on there because Butt Naked, goddammit, ain't raised nobody knees. I'm going to slap the shit out of him when I catch him.
Okay, so that's why I'm calling in, dog.
I'm going to be calling Buck Naked back. Buck Naked got to tell me something called Buck Naked ain't been racing either. I need to know. He got one of the fastest cars out there and ain't racing.
Shit, ain't got no money. I'm broke.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, then. I ain't never gone with a man who said that. You said it like that, but I can't argue with you.
I call you for two reasons. Reason number one, what that track like y'all got up there in Carolina on Thursday night, do it really work like on a race day?
Buck Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Buck Naked. What difference it make?
Because I want to test the third Thursday if it ready, man.
Buck Naked, you want to come up here and test Thursday? Come on up here. Every track, don't care where you go, call how to press it, it's okay. You never know till you get there, Buck Naked.
I still a long way away from there. I ain't around the corner like y'all.
Okay, well, Buck Naked, okay, if you go down to Valdosta, and it's 105 degrees, you know they one of the best prep tracks in the world. It ain't worth a shit if it's 105 degrees. It probably be 101 degrees, does it?
Well, what time do they open? What time test session end over there on Thursday night?
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, but if you're in stage and everything, they let you stay around at 11:30-12.
Okay.
If you come there and you raise a hand and you look good, and you want to get an extra after hours, we get you an extra hour.
Now, the next thing is, how many grid races have you ever known kick off with one person at one track in one day?
How many grudge races one person might have had in one day? Well, let me see. I'm gonna say Tony Bynum. I done seen him have about six one in one day.
Yeah, six in one day with one car.
Four with one car.
All right. Well, I'm gonna shoot for five then and break that record.
But nigga, once you break the record and shoot for one.
That was shit. They already been broke then.
No, what I'm trying to say, you ain't did shit lately. Break the record and shoot for one. Start with one, but nigga. Like I said,
when I come down to Randy Brown Race on the 20th, I'm shooting five. I already got two. I'm trying to get me three more than
you. But nigga, you might be some kidney bread, man. You might not even make it down there.
Well, if I don't make it, it'd be because of the law.
That's my point. So why are you coming here telling me what you're going to do at Running Brown Race?
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody come on and tell me what they're going to do. Intercourse, what you're going to do, do it.
Let me give you a word of advice, man. Come when you get ready. Don't worry. They're going to talk about you when you come out. They're going to talk about you when you stay in.
Joe, we talking about a whole other thing. Don't they tell me what he's going to do at the 100 pound race. You're right. Just come out and do it. Don't tell us what the hell you're going to do. Just come out and do it. Both y'all get together in a damn room. You got a damn bunch of hot air, two hot air balloons. That's all y'all is, two hot air balloons.
Because when you show your ass, when you come out and get your nose busted for rushing out, boy, they gonna woo. They ain't gonna let you.
That's
let
what
down.
I'm saying is, won't you and him just
but
get in the closet together?
Come out with your program,
go hot together. Hope y'all blowing
like
smoke. Ain't that one of y'all did nothing for me lately? So until you do something for me lately, shut the hell up.
What do you say, blowing smoke? I don't blow smoke on your ass too tired, goddammit. And
hey,
you too tired.
Butt naked, racetrack over 7 days a week. You went one time and you won, so what? You ain't did shit
no,
lately.
I raise
every day, damn near.
Let me tell you something. It's too motherfucking hot to raid. Anybody
that's
say it ain't going to
stay your ass
hey,
home. Stay your
hey,
ass.
Dog.
You and Joe get y'all room
hey,
together.
Hey,
with a single bed and y'all sleep together.
Hey, dog. Let me straighten these motherfuckers up for you.
Yeah, because all that talking that shit, it ain't talking about it's too
hey,
hot.
Hey,
either
doing,
either too
man?
Hot or too cold for
how you
Fred?
How you
what do you want? A damn air-conditioned racetrack with a cover over the
subject? How you doing, Brad, man? Let me straighten these two motherfuckers up right here.
Brad, man, hold on. We got a disclaimer, Brad, man. Brad, man, we need about 10 minutes of go get you some lemonade, because I think we're going to go off. We need to let him go off so he can say it the right way he wants to say it.
You motherfuckers like Brad, man.
Go ahead and handle your business.
This the goddamn grudge race of the motherfucking year. Let me talk to these two numbskulls, dumb motherfuckers right quick.
Handle your business.
Goddamn Mississippi Joe and motherfucking butt neck. This motherfucker called Thomas and what time the track over me, the track prep good. Get your dumb ass to the track, test your car, and race your car. Mississippi Joe, all that testing and all that shit. To take that shit to the birds, man. You got the testing race. Do you see me and Chuck over there? Chuck the first pass on his car, man. He grew his race, Rick. All that testing. You so much worried about if a motherfucker going to laugh at you if you lose. All that, you ain't going to raise now, motherfucker. You ain't going to raise now. I'm going to bet you $100 you don't raise now, motherfucker, this year. I'm grudge race of the year.
Hey,
I know who's going
to
raise
hey,
and who
hey,
ain't going to raise.
Hey, bro, bet more than 100. I can come up with 100. That means
bet 500
make
then. Bet 500 you don't grudge race nobody this year.
Bet a G.
Do you want to bet that 500?
No, I want to bet that G.
I'm going to bet you $500 you don't grudge race nobody this year.
I'm going to bet you a G.
I ain't going to bet no G. Let me explain what to you what I'm doing. I'm going to do a fuck. Hey, will you mute this motherfucker Mike Breadman? Because I need to talk. Oh, I can't cuss on your show either. I'm sorry, Breadman. I'm sorry. Let me talk, Joe.
Go ahead.
If you don't raise nobody for the next 10 years, but I'll spend $500 just to bring action to the game. I'll bet you $500 y'all don't run nobody this year, and I'll do that just to bring action to the game because I love the game, but I don't care.
Since you love the goddamn game, your goddamn partner said he's going to put some 28s on that car and run me with it. Lock that shit in, weak bitch.
Let me tell
him get it ready. They run a brown ring.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Breadman, you need to get some control over your show because, for one, I done already ran butt naked once this year.
I tell you what, since you showed up, you locked that damn car and y'all got on 28 again with me and running brown raid, and you locked goddamn Bobby Cole in on 28 and running brown raid. You bad motherfucker.
Hold on, y'all know now, I gotta keep it 100. What I'm gonna do, because everybody getting excited, I'm gonna let the champ, the grudge race champ, say everything he gotta say, and then everybody else can talk. So go ahead, champ. Say what you want to say. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad, man. I'm not trying to tell nobody how to run their program. How to, they do what they want with your cars. You do what you want with your car. But when you get over here, Butt Naked, you asking me to tell this man to put 28s on his car. Listen to yourself for one, Butt Naked. We done ran you already once this year and beat you. We showed up to run you again. You didn't show up. So that ain't our fault. You didn't show up. Whatever reason it may be, that's your business. We're not going to, Butt Naked, we're going to put whatever we want on our car. If you want to run the car, cool. We don't care what you put on your car, Butt Naked. We run people with wheelie bars. We run people that's backhand. We run people that's turbo. We don't care. Put whatever you want on your car to win, Butt Naked. Don't ask me what to put on ours, because we're going to run what we want on ours. If you show up in Valdosta, whatever you see us on our car, if you want to race, come over there and race. If you don't, stay in the turning lane. That's what they got a fast lane and a turning lane on the highway. When you get in the turning lane, that means you want to slow up and turn. When you get in the fast lane, that means you want to go. So don't ask us what to put on our car. Joe, to you, if you show up at a track, you might have to race somebody, whether you're testing tuning or not. You don't have to, but that's the game now. You have to race, or you might not never get that race off. You might not never get the car going like you want it to go. But if you keep getting your ass whooped or you keep winning, it's gonna make you want to go more. You see what I'm saying? You don't know that because you don't know how to go. You don't have go in your blood. You got slow. So that means you want to do it slow. And it's fine with me. I don't care. But there's some guys out here that's trained to go, and we're training them as we go. You see what I'm saying? And if you listen, you'll learn. But do your car how you want to do it. Run your car when you want to run it. Call me when you're ready to race. If I see you at the track and you're testing tuning, no, I ain't going to bother you. Go head on, because I know you ain't going to race. Ain't no sense in me wasting my time with you if you say you testing tuning. I want to race you. I test and tune and race. That's how I do it. That's how we get 50. That's why we got 52 grudge races this year from testing and tuning and racing. But you do your program how you want to do it. Hey, I'm going to bet you $500 you don't grudge race nobody. 214. And you got that bet anytime you get ready. You ain't got to do them a call, and we'll get back on the show, and you give me 500, I'm going to give you 500. You don't grudge race nobody this year. But Naked, we'll put whatever we want to put on our car.
Man, hurry the fuck up and let me talk. I can't keep holding my goddamn phone.
Also, we're going to have drag radios on our car. So if you want to race, cool. If you don't race. Now,
yeah, we let them talk some now. We let them answer.
All right.
Thank you,
let me go to Butt Naked. Go ahead, Butt Naked.
First of all, how in the hell are your lungs that long? How in the hell are you long-winded and can talk that goddamn long, all that shit you smoke, motherfucker? You supposed to be short-winded. You keep on goddamn talking.
Get to the point, cause Mississippi Joe look like his fist about to come through my laptop. Go
hell,
ahead.
Mine would too. But I'm going to tell you like this. Bobby Cole came on my show and said he would put 28s on and rim me. I want you to relay it, send it in y'all camp. Tell them put them bitches on and lock me in for Ronnie Brown Ray. And for you concerned, motherfucker, what you got on? I ain't one of them goddamn cars. If you got a 28 or a 275 on one of them bitches, I will win y'all. Lock that in for Ronnie Brown Ray. You weak. Excuse me. Cover your ears up, all bread, man, for 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Count to three and uncover. You weak motherfucker, you. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't my football. Believe that.
Already.
Now, what you want to do? Lock them in. All of them. Lock in that junior car. That goddamn Bobby with the 28s on. And whatever else you got on 275, 28. I lock that in. We're going to see who's going to do some racing.
He's trying to lock, dog. You got to say, dog. He's trying to lock in. Yes or no, dog. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Hey, one time you want him to talk, one time you want to shut up, make him mad at him.
Just do what the fuck I said, dude, goddammit.
Y'all hold on. Go ahead, Mississippi Joe. It's your time. You got me. I've got you on the clock.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to thank y'all for such a pleasant show. And I really enjoyed this show and had a lot of fun. And man, I really look up to the Grudge Race of the Year and thank a lot of them for coming on here. giving me this excellent advice that he's giving me on how to do our program. But at the end of the day, I think he know me. At the end of the day, we're going to do it our way. And that's the only way we know, is our way, regardless if the whole world talked about us. One thing that we know, they talked about Jesus Christ, and he died for us all. So, Grudge Racer, we appreciate them beautiful inputs that you gave us, but we don't want to cow them ass women like y'all carry, so we're going to do it our way. Because we only have one vehicle, and we ain't racing five or six like y'all, so we only got one. So whatever we do, we're going to have to make it count, because we can't come back with Predator or Candy Cane or Short Up or another car and try to get another win. So everything we do, we're going to make it count. Thank you, though, for that beautiful information, Grudge Racer. You're a stand-up guy, buddy. Man, no
all right, my time now, Brad, man.
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
All that good. Shit Joe talking about really is a bunch of hot air. Now, Buck Naked was talking some shit, too, but now he's bringing action now. He want to lock in, so Buck Naked, you're the pass to lock in. But what he's basically trying to tell you, Joe, and he wasn't talking about nobody. He just told you that, damn it, if you ain't going to do it, we waste up too much time on these shows talking about what we're going to do. If you ain't out there racing, stay off these goddamn shows talking about what you're going to do. We don't want to hear what you're going to do. If you're going to race, goddamn it, race. It'll speak for itself. Buck Naked, you get a pass today. Cause wit, you on the clock. Buck Naked said lock the fuck in. Y'all gotta do something.
Thank you, Godfather. Thank you.
Well, the reason why I ain't locked with last time we locked in, you didn't show up.
You the brother
dog, you was in Birmingham, did not show up.
You talking about the pain. We didn't have no way to lock in. We were coming to support Carter Bryant. We talking about locking in some money, man.
Well, okay, let me explain something to you. I locked you in. Hey, I will lock you in. Lock in. But I'm gonna be on whatever tie I want to be on. Lock in, butt naked.
Oh, you know it don't work like that. You know it don't work like that. You know that's a stiff. You know you got to put the stiffs in. See, you a weak motherfucker when you're want to do some flip shit
shut
like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what
shut
I thought. But you know what? You know what? Dog just said we're going to tell them what we're going to do. Motherfucker. They coming. I say they coming.
Yeah.
They coming. They goddamn coming. But don't you never raise your goddamn voice about me, about running nobody. No more now. Got them call you out. With that, all them call y'all got over there.
Hold up. Let me say something to Godfather. Well, y'all listen or not, I'm going to say it to Godfather since y'all said it to Godfather. Now, to be honest with y'all, if Witt bets $5,000, you know that's his limit. If Buck Naked bet $5,000, you know that's his limit. If Mississippi Joe them don't run for less than $10,000, that's it. My point I'm trying to make is, you know how a guy runs. So when you come to a guy and you tell him you got to be on this tie, him, that's a sort of like a cop-out. Everybody know Witt them love to run them fucking radios. Everybody know that. Okay. Let me finish now. Let me finish. If you want to run Wit and you don't want to be on them radio, take his ass to a track that's not a radio track. And if he don't want to go, then y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. But I get tired of hearing everybody come on there about, you got to be on this tie, you got to be on this end tie. Just take the motherfucker that's not a radio track and go to his ass. If he don't want to go, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. Y'all wasting time.
Thank you.
Let me say something as a student. Let me say something. Somebody got a lot of background noise, too.
Let me, hold on. I just walked in my shop. They got the radio line. Hold on. Let me walk on to the down.
Hey, I just want to say I agree with what Godfather just said. That's why I said if it look like we can handle them with a radio, we're going to try. If we can't, they look better going than coming.
And what I wanted to say is I wanted to say that you know, the champ said what he said, and it was very understanding. You know, he said like he said, if you're going to try him, try him. If not, don't cry. I mean, that's the old-style Grudge Racing to me. I've always said that, you know what I mean? But I understand. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not knocking you butt naked. I respect you. You came on here and tried to do what you do, and that's what Grudge Racing is about, too, is tips.
I gotta say one thing now. Mississippi Joe said, and I think Buck Naked said it in a certain way, that they're gonna run their program the way they want it. Now, me personally now, I think Buck Naked and Joe fuck with them up. Don't give a goddamn what kind of tie they was on. I'm going on mute.
Thanks.
You know, I told him he had a radio tie. The weak motherfucker still won't lock in.
fucking quick. Fuck 911. I'm going to show them something. I'm going
to
lay my dick off all their hips. Not their back.
Let me explain to you. Now, I would have locked you in, but the junior car, we got the motor out of it. I don't know if we're going to get the motor back by the time running Brown race. But we got oil pressure for Candy Cane. We got oil pressure for Charlotte. You can lock and one of them two cars in.
Well, you know my car's in that kind of car. I'm not going to do that.
Shut the fuck
but
up.
I tell you
shut
what. I tell you what. We'll lock Brian in.
Now, to be honest with y'all, if y'all
want
to be honest.
What do you mean he ain't in the circle? He got a gray red car.
Now, Godfather. I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to say this. That man has not posted the time.
This is what I'm saying. That's just like Antoine Brown coming down here with a doggone car. And Antoine Brown. What I'm saying is we talking about racing people that's in our circle. That Brian is not in our circle of racing. Hold on a minute. I ain't say y'all was wrong, but Whitman told y'all. What can a man say? The man said he don't want them trouble.
Tell the motherfucking
ass on the sideline and be quiet, like me. Well, you ain't quiet, Joe. You ain't quiet right now.
Well, he claimed he racing so much. Why ain't parking down?
That man do race. That man do race. That man, okay, the man just, Joe, the man just told you. Hey, okay, the man just told you he's scared of him. He don't want to run it. I mean, where's you want to
be? Why in the hell is he bumping his car like he a bad guy?
He didn't say he was scared. He just said he don't want
to. But I'm going to use that so to make it sound better to him. He said he didn't want them troubles. Same thing. Okay, I'm going to break it down to Albert dumb terms. He's scared of Brian now. Brian, we can go somewhere else then.
Hold up. I'll run Brian. But I'm gonna run Brian with something else too, Butt Neck. It's gonna be a different car.
I don't give a fuck about Bobby Cole car, boy.
I ain't talking about Bobby Cole car. I ain't talking about Bobby Cole car.
I tell you what. Then what we gonna do? What car you talking about? And I'm gonna go buy another car. Just like I just bought one the other week. I'm gonna buy another. Tell me what car you want. What car you want to run with? What car you want to run with? What car you want to run with?
I can call somebody with a car too.
I ask you, I tell you what, we're going to squash this shit, huh? I'm going to go down here today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this shit on the video.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see me pay for this motherfucker today.
Man, we don't
then
care
you,
about
then
all
you,
this.
Then you bring what you want to bring. Then what we're going to do.
Right.
You lock in.
You had the racing world sympathetic with you. You said you was broke now.
Hey, yeah. I am broke. But you fuck with me, I ain't gonna be broke. I still got good credit.
You can't pay for a car with credit. You say you're gonna put on the video what you paying for. You can't pay for
I'm
a
going,
car with
I'm
credit.
Going to the bank. I'm going to the bank and borrow some money.
But Nick is full of shit.
Oh, that's different. All right.
But Nick is full of shit.
Rick full of shit. That's why I thought he was gonna bag up. God damn it, talking that shit about this.
I really looked up to you, man.
Look up to yourself. Look up to your brother. I ain't telling you.
You ain't nothing but a motherfucking joke, man. You don't need no lying to everybody. Got the growing world thinking you so tough.
Hey,
but
hey,
I know you ain't shit.
But we real try Brian with Bobby Cole once we get it worked out.
You don't think it ever worked out? You don't think it ever worked out by goddamn Ronnie Brown Ray?
I don't know.
Hell, he ain't got to have it worked out. He put a run me on 20. He told me personally on my show, Asher Parton Mall.
He
would put 28
on
that motherfucker.
He went down on 29 yet. So I know he ain't talking about putting no 28 on it.
That's what he told us. He will do
that. I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the real.
I don't give a damn. He better get an added testing then.
He tests just like you. When he get ready. Shit.
Exactly. Well, tell him get ready and test. That's what he need to do. I'm going to break this shit up, y'all, talking about this. I tell you what to do. You bring three of y'all or four of y'all car down there right around Ray. Now I bring three or four out. Now, and we're going to put them goddamn belts up. That goddamn grill race of the year.
Say,
and my goddamn, I got two belt motherfuckers. I ain't got one, I got two. We're going to put both of them motherfuckers I got. Who else motherfucking lose? We're going to goddamn crush that bitch like a bill can.
Hey, dog. We gonna show up at Running Brown race like we did a week ago, and race. I don't know what they gonna do, but we gonna show up and race. I promise you that.
Well, lock them bitches in, then. I try to give you the step. You know I run 28 times, but I don't give a fuck long. You got a 275 or a 28, we can get down.
What I'm trying to tell you, butt naked.
No. Let me put it in perspective. I don't finna get cussed out. Let me put it in perspective. Y'all said Witt ain't shit and he ain't doing that. Y'all fail to realize, butt naked. You ain't racing, and you always want to know what time, how hot it is or how cold it is. Mississippi Joe them don't have a car here yet, and he always talking about when they come out. But Witt is out racing right now. Even if he get his ass whooped every time he do it, he got more credit than y'all right now because he is racing.
Well, let me tell you something about me. I just told y'all I was broke, and it's hot as hell out there. It's too hot for me. My fat ass be sweating.
Why you on the phone talking about it's too hot? Shit,
it's
gonna be probably
hotter than
it is now.
It probably will be. It gonna be dog too. When it get dog, it cool off a little bit. Then I just ask you about the track that Thursday. I'm coming up that Thursday.
Yeah, but see what I'm trying to say though, butt nigga, what I'm trying to say is, if the track hot for Witt, it's gonna be hot for you. If it's hot for me, it's gonna be hot for Joe. I mean, y'all gotta stop making
about the track.
Dumbass.
I don't give a damn about going out of goddamn
and
track.
Y'all
I'm talking about the track, dog.
Listen to what I'm saying, dog. I was about to save him, Godfather. You trying to save his ass, but you ain't trying to save him. I'm just trying the truth. Let me, Brad, just tell any one of them to phone and press the one button and ask them the question, so I can be quiet.
I was not. I was mad. Now, you know, me and you done talking about this. You done heard Witt come on all these shows, say he'll run a class racer, he'll run anybody. Am I lying to you, Godfather?
Joe, what I'm trying to say is we all talk a lot of shit on the show.
You tell me, answer me, yes or no?
Yeah, you lying. Yeah, you lying.
All right, man, I'm through. I rest my fucking case. Just like Madlock say, I rest my motherfucking case.
All right, now let me talk. Now, Joe come on this show and talk all kind of shit and ain't did none of it. I rest my motherfucking case.
And you know what? I'm sticking that. And I just don't go by the rules. You right. I ain't done a motherfucking thing, but one thing
you ain't
about
did
me,
shit.
I said I ain't race nobody. I always say that. I said live action them just like us. Ain't race no fucking body.
Call him then. Joe Carr ain't ready yet, so with Buck Naked now, I called Buck Naked numerous times. The only knock I got on Buck Naked, Buck Naked got one of the fastest cars out there. Joe, hush for a minute. Goddamn, hush. We can't hear you no goddamn way. Buck Naked got one of the fastest cars out there if he raced the motherfucker. But every time Buck Naked get on the show, he always talking about it's too hot or too cold. You gotta cut that bullshit out,
no,
Buck Naked. That don't make no sense. If you ain't ready to race in the hot or cold, just don't even
let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you.
Man, Buck Naked.
First of all, I work in this heat all fucking day. I work outside in the heat. That shit
we
is
don't give a fuck where you work.
Hey, we let you talk, you let me talk. God damn it. That shit is draining me out here in this heat. And so, therefore, when I come in that damn track, man, I sweat so goddamn bad, I be so tired. When I get home,
all of
look at here, you bald head motherfucker. I told you, you let me goddamn talk, man. Don't let me keep having to tell you that shit.
Let him come down and let him talk with.
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, I'm not talking about the track is too hot. I'm talking about it's too hot for me personally, my body. It'd be too goddamn hot
to be honest with you, dude. You're all honest, Buck Naked. You don't have shit to do. You don't drive the car. All you do is what you do. What you do, change the plug or what?
Man, I ain't got no crew. It's just me by myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Again,
whatever you got to do to your car, I'm going to get a trained mechanic to do it for you in the heat. I get a trained mechanic doing it. You want to change tires? Whatever. I have a trained mechanic that'll do whatever the fuck you need in the heat.
You know, it take a lot of shit in between round with them goddamn cars, and I do it by my goddamn self. That shit
I'm just telling you, just to help you out, I have a trained mechanic there, a trained mechanic.
And then on top of that, got to do all that goddamn driving. Man, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That shit is a lot on me. So
hey,
I know what I can do when
I drove 4 hours to Albany, then I left Albany and drove 7.5 hours to down Mississippi, then I drove 7, 8.5 back home. I got home this morning at 7 o'clock. Now tell me about driving.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do all this shit. I be tired. I get up and do
it. We all do it. You ain't the only one that do it.
Dog, what you do? You sit at home and collect the check every month. What the fuck
hey,
do you
hey,
do?
Hey, motherfucker. I just drove motherfucking over 20 hours this week. What you did?
Shit, I got done better 4 cars this week. Getting about to work them out.
And I raced at both races. And I had 3 cars at both races.
Can I say something before I get off the phone, fellas? I just want to say this. Hey, man, I really enjoyed all you guys. I'm about to leave. Brad, man, thank you for your hospitality, man. I know we've been kind of rude and obnoxious, but you know how I go when you're having fun. I also want to say this to the Grudge Race of the Year. Grudge Race of the Year, man. I really admire you, man. I really wish one day that we can step up and be a guy like you and be a force in this game like you. I also want to tell you 901 with keep up the good work, man. And I want to get your autograph on my nitrogen bottle when I see you again. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a good day.
That man is a joke, just like his body. He's a joke. He's a big old air balloon.
Y'all. Oh, man, how do I give you all this credit and compliment you and you degrade me, man? Why is that?
Because you ain't shit to me.
You the people's champ. You the people's Grudge Racer. So you can't do stuff like that, man.
You a hater, man. I'm going to tell you
what
exactly.
What do you mean, though, 901? I always give you props. I'm
in the hottest brain. You're a hater. Somebody can give you a props and be a hater at the same time.
Good.
You know what I mean? I told you yesterday we didn't want none of that bad stuff y'all had out of 901.
Right. When you get through all said and done, Mississippi Joe is a first-degree hater.
Yeah.
I know your kind from a mile away. I can see your kind from a mile away.
Okay,
you still got that $500 bill.
Okay,
if you don't blur it with nobody this year.
And when I try to be nice, you don't like, well, fuck you, Whit.
Yeah, you hate him.
Yeah, I'm just having fun.
I know. I'm having fun, too, Joe. I know how to make that. I bring the hate at you. I see you on the sideline. I'm looking at you right now. I'm looking at
you
right now. I'm looking at BET Milam video. I'm looking at you on the sideline right now. You look like a hater standing up there.
Good God. Oh, listen, you know what? On that note, we're going to let everybody once again just have one more say.
The champ, you're going to be last. We're going to start with Butt Naked.
Hold on, Brad, man. If he don't step up and start acting like a goddamn champ, then he can't get all this damn seniority and all these privileges.
I know, I understand, but you're gonna have a chance. You're gonna have a chance to speak right after Butt Naked. And we're gonna, you know, and we're gonna let the, you know, cause I gotta get out of here.
I'm finna invoke my damn Godfather privilege. We can speak next to the last. The Godfather gonna speak last.
Hold on a minute. We're gonna let Butt Naked go ahead and get this thing. Hold on. First of all, for the people that are left on here, you know, we really went past. It's been great. These guys came in and got after it. But we got to save some of this for the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock show with the Godfather. Hey, that shit will be with Dog. I'm not upset by what y'all did because, honestly, between any time after hours, you know what I mean, we did a great job as far as trying to keep it clean. It's all good with me. I have bones in my closet, and those of you that really know me know when I'm pushed to that level, I will throw a bone back, so I understand. But with that being said, Butt Naked, go ahead with your final thoughts so we can go and wrap this thing up. Butt Naked. Hello. Dog, you still out there?
I'm still here.
Do you want me to go, Brett?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Brad, I really enjoyed myself today, man. Remind me of old times. I just enjoyed myself. Great show, man. Great show. I act the fool. Y'all have a good day.
Weird obsession to have.
Go to mute. Let me see. I think I got a mic open up here. Who is this 5467? You still on here? 478-5467.
Yeah, Brett, man. Yeah, man. I'm still here. I'm on mute.
Hey, come on with it. You got any final thoughts?
Yeah, man. Good show, man. You know, I just look for some more blood racing in the future, man. That's all.
All right, then. That sounds good. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
That was James, y'all. Got him out the way, that old Butt Naked. Go ahead, Mississippi Joe.
Hey, Brad, good day, man. Good show. I had fun today. I'm glad you let me have a little fun. And, the last thing on my mind, if I offended you any kind of way, you know it wasn't intended because you know me personally. So, hey, man, great show, and thanks for having me, man. Let me be aboard. Y'all have a great day.
All righty. Stand by. Thank you. All righty. All right, the champ. It's you. It's on you, the champ. It's on you.
Oh, good show, Brad, man. Godfather need to do a Grudge Dictionary and the Grudge joke, Butt Naked and Mississippi Joe's name need to be put beside the Grudge joke because they are Grudge jokes. I promise you. Anytime somebody talk about the temperature, the weather, or this and that, they grudge jokes, man. Just like what his name just came off and said, he just want to see more grudge racing in the future. That's all these fans and people want to see is grudge racing. They don't want to hear about your problems, your testing, you ain't tuning, you scared to race, or you don't want to get last at. They don't want to hear all that shit. They want to see some racing. And that's what we're going to get them. We're going to get them some racing.
I want to say thank you for being supportive of the Bread Man one-time show. I still hadn't been able to come over and get a meal from you at the track. But you did have something over it. The last time I saw you was in Jackson, I believe it was.
No, he had some doggone steaks yesterday, Bread Man. Some steaks yesterday, Bread Man.
Well, I'm going to say this here, Whit. I'm desperately trying to make the Halloween show. Is that your show or is that going to be Bobby's? The Halloween show?
That's my show. That's my show, the Trick or Treat.
Well, that's my, you know, around the time. My birthday is in that weekend, in that month. So, you know what I mean?
We love to have you.
All I'm asking for.
Brad, man, you supposed to be last, Brad, man.
I'm just talking, I'm just letting the champ. You got to talk to the champ a little while and let him know. All I'm asking for the champ is a golf cart to get around and see everybody. That's all. They say Holly Springs pretty big, so
it ain't good. I don't know if I can get you one. I don't know how I can because I only have one golf cart myself. And
that's your hometown. I mean, all the people around. Come on now.
I'm saying I don't have a one golf cart. What you want me to buy another one?
Well, I mean, you the champ. You know, you got a lot of things you got going on now. Don't do that. Just bother me.
I'm being for real with you. I don't know if I'm being supply you with a golf cart.
No. I'm just, I thought maybe you had about four or five of them in your camp, you know.
We got a couple, but we need them for the cars and stuff. So
that's all good.
I wouldn't be able to give you a golf cart. I might be able to give you a scooter or something to ride around on.
A scooter would be nice just so I can get around.
I'm not going to promise you that.
No. Well, I can't promise you I'm going to make it, but I just say if everything works out, I'll give you a call. But you let dog. Right. You know what? Let me move on. I appreciate you, champ.
All right.
We down to you, Godfather.
All right. Let me kind of put this stuff in perspective now. Some of the stuff that Joe and Butt Naked be saying, I can go along with some of it. Now, like when Joe come on, sometime I don't know if he's joking or for real, but right now, I'm upset like it's him. Joe got no oil pressure. He hadn't raced this year. So basically, whatever he said, don't really, unless he coming on, how I want to say it, he can't come on and tell Whit he ain't racing nobody or race somebody, basically, because he ain't racing, and he a racer. Butt Naked can't come on and tell nobody it's too hot or too cold. It takes away from him if you ain't doing shit. Now, Whit can talk any way he want to talk. He can say he can race anybody he want to race. We all do that shit. We all gonna try to race the best race for us. So I don't give a damn who he say he gonna race and ain't gonna race. That don't hold shit. One thing about him, he is out there racing. So he out there racing, and he the greatest race of the year. So if he's out there racing and he the greatest race of the year, certain things he get a pass on. Certain things he get a pass on. A lot of things he get a pass on. But he don't really need a pass, to be honest with you, because he's out there racing. He got his ass toe out the socket up there three times. Three exciting-ass races. Got his ass toe out the socket. I was waiting to see how he was going to take it. He took it like a man. He came on every show. He took on all interviews. That's what a champ do, because you're going to lose. I got my asshole blowed out yesterday, too. I got my ass blowed out at Bobby Charles' race. I mean, I just got to stand in the paint and take it. But I got my ass blowed out racing. So, Brad, man, what I'm trying to say is some of the guys are just like some of the fans. The fans can't tell us what to do with this shit we grew up racing. It's our own money we're spending and everything. So a fan really can't tell us what to do with our shit. Now, a fan does have a right if we go to a show and we are on that fly to say we're going to do something. The fan got a right to say something. We sit over there and no member stick our finger about our ass now. A fan got a right to say something then, because if we profile on a damn flyer, we need to have our ass out there engaging with somebody. So with that being said, Brad, man, all I'm going to say is all these talk shows is entertainment. But let's have entertainment coming from the jokers that are doing entertainment. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. I'm going on mute.
Well, there y'all have it. And with that being said, y'all know what time it is. The Brad Man almost ended the show with some inspirational vitamin. And let me get that out of here for you. The inspirational vitamin for the day, y'all, is thank you, God, for another beautiful day, for opening my eyes and ears to see and hear the goodness you have left here for me. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Thank y'all for being on here. Thank y'all for supporting the Brad Man One Time Show. Y'all have a blessed week.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.